I'm here. Nighttime. Darkness. Kind of like Thriller, actually. I have no idea where I am exactly, but we're doing, supposedly, a nighttime show. Kind of lost right now. But looking for some answers. What?
All I gotta tell you right now, man.
Oh, here we go.
The answers will be found right here. I got all the questions for you.
Here we go, bruh.
Scott's back, Chico.
Oh, boy. Straight from Raw 25.
You know, all these people, they're all hooting and hollering. They're all talking about they didn't like it. They thought it was too long.
Bruh.
We didn't see a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, definitely. Now I'm even more confused where I'm at.
All you need to know, Chico, is sometimes Scott Hall talk like Razor. And then sometimes he talks about a survey.
Oh.
And then sometimes he talks about things like we getting, we taking what we want. And what we want is something known as El Jefe.
Live from July.
It's Sleep Time Nights.
You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
I'm Mileka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
Yo, this is the head Howie in charge, Thomas Ray, from the 2017 Anycon Awards Best Bar Winner, Square Barrels. Thank you so much for all the support. Please check us out the next time you're in downtown Honolulu. Cheers.
Second episode.
How about it, huh?
The second nighttime episode at the heights of heights, the talls of talls.
The city.
Overlooking the beautiful Honolulu City lights. Beamer Brothers are proud of us.
Keola and Kapono.
Yeah, very good. Oh, yeah, Hawaii, bro.
You know why
we're so close to Papakoleo, bro? It's just like you got to feel the essence of Hawaii.
Papakoleo is near.
There you go, yeah. That's why we're trying to do a sexy voice, you know, like the low... Like, yeah, okay.
Well, when you think of the night, right, you think of sex.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's only fitting that we use a sexy voice.
You know what's funny about you saying that is the last episode.
Yes.
Was very, not controversial. People liked it a lot. The clips.
Oh, right.
I didn't get much comments on. Well, actually, we got a lot of comments,
Yes.
But personally, people was like, hey, that's funny. That's
Oh, yeah?
So thank you to everybody, you know?
Well, it was the most downloaded episode of all time.
Right. Within less than 24 hours.
Okay, so yeah, here's on the reel. Like, in case you guys are wondering, you know, if anybody listens to this and you're the only one listening to it. Well, in the last week's episode, I was telling you.
Right.
Within 3 hours of it uploading.
Yeah.
Most downloads ever. It had 120.
Bruh.
That's never happened.
If I could clap in one hand, I would.
One hand clapping on against the other makes a great noise.
There you go.
That is, you're talking, you know, chip,
120, chip. Bro.
So 120.
That's insane.
Downloads, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is in the podcast sphere
right.
of downloads, but, bruh.
Well, for the
fact. Remember when we had 11 for a whole episode, for a whole week?
Times have changed, haven't they?
Hey.
So overall, right now, this show, well, last week's show was about 300, 350.
Right.
So for a week, for a local, you know, grassroots.
Right.
Support local.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. We do know a few local podcasts, right?
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, all y'all guys is doing good, not just us, because the more local podcasts, the more interest there will be, the more people listening.
Yeah, there's no reason for it. This isn't like TV. We're up in the same
Nah.
It doesn't matter.
It's open for it everybody. Doesn't matter. Everybody to get a piece of the pie or a piece of the cupcake.
You know,
there we go.
Speaking of cupcakes. Just like to thank the company known as Sakai and Company. Yes, that's Coffee with Coffee. There's coffee, a coffee, with coffee, chocolate bro. Coffee, Cupcakes.
Light sleepers. Don't sleep.
So go for you have dessert.
Yeah.
You have coffee. We had a horrific opening sketch.
That was like the worst ever. But what made up for it is the beautiful backdrop of Honolulu.
You know, because I was so like trying to figure out everything was in place that I totally forgot what I was going to do. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to be Scott Hall.
Yeah.
And I totally
and I just make no like I don't know where I'm at, even though I came up here in a car.
You kind of, yeah.
I knew it was at your house.
You had a good look, though. You had a good TV look.
Thanks, man. Good TV look, but you know, for the people. I'm not the TV guy, you know.
The five guys that watch the YouTube.
Yeah. Hey.
The YouTube is doing well, too. So just
wow.
One other big up.
Well, it did help that we interviewed the man, you know.
David Thor Newman, yes.
He's huge. Like, I knew of him through you, and I did my research before we interviewed him,
yes,
like most fine podcast journalists do.
Research a lot.
It's like, wow, this guy is pretty up there in the sphere of cocktails and
yes,
the bar scene and all TV that
shows,
stuff.
TV shows. Interviews, yep. So it was going to be good to get that, that following.
That probably helped us get the downloads.
Correct.
Right.
And then opens up people to your brand.
Yeah, Light Sleepers. Okay, so don't sleep. And
who are these guys?
Speaking of brands, shout out to our new sponsors.
Square Barrels.
Square Barrels.
How about it?
Located
in the Bishop Square.
Yes.
Which you must go on Alakea to enter.
And I need to get there and eat a burger.
Yeah, they have the Wagyu burger.
Wagyu. Which is what? Is that like when they get the young calves and they lock them in the...
Yeah, they get them drunk. I think so.
Those are young girls, bro. What is this?
They say back to sex. And you're going to get them drunk. And then you go and you cut them up. And who? That sounds
bro.
You asked. I mean, Wagyu is you don't like beat them up. You massage them while you get them drunk, and then you take care of them to make them feel good.
Oh, you do get them drunk.
You feed them
the calf or the what are they called? Fowl, not fowls.
The fawns.
The fawn.
No, that's Bambi.
You don't eat deer. What is this, Molokai?
Oh, the veal.
The veal. No. What do you call the baby cows, bro? Don't they lock it up in cages so they can't move?
I would just say starling.
The fawn? No.
The fawn. The calf.
The calf.
They massage.
And the get calf. Them drunk.
Yes.
What, do they put roofies inside of them?
The
feed.
Roofies in the calf. Then they massage them. Then they go running. And they want to tweak the calf.
What is this? Bill Cosby. Oh.
This is really
good. Anyway.
All over the place. But the Wagyu Burger's there.
Yeah. Shout out to Square Barrels. Shout out to Earl Kai McKee.
Yes.
Longtime sponsor.
Earl Kai McKee.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has some secret things coming up in
the next episode.
Spoken to the man knows Justin Beemore is his name. He's going to do something with lamb. Are you a fan of lamb?
I eat it.
You do?
Well, I'm not a fan. Yeah.
If there was a rack of lamb right here, you'd be like,
yeah,
right,
chance on jamal. There's a certain taste to it that you guys kind of, you know, because the way
it's gamey.
Yeah, it's gamey. Yeah.
That's what people always say.
I mean, I'll eat it, but I can't eat a lot. It's more like a poo-poo for me, maybe, you know.
Oh, like lamb chops, so you do a small piece of
something. Yeah, like a small little chop.
Well, you're out of luck because Justin's going to make a whole sandwich.
Well, sandwich is not bad, though. Sandwich is not bad.
A sandwich is not bad, but you say you only go to the beach.
Yeah, I don't want lamb, bro. I think of Jesus and shepherds. And I think of, like, angels and mangers.
Right.
And I think of lambs, bro. The lamb is chilling over
Los
there.
Los Angeles lambs,
looking
bro.
Looking at the little ants, actually. What is that? The new WNBA expansion team.
It's 10...
Anyway, the reason why we're doing the nighttime show,
yes,
sleep times over nights, is because I had to, we'll go into a weekly recap already, I had to go speak with Spell Kills,
yes,
the graphic designer, illustrator to the stars,
right,
at his alma mater, Moanalua High School.
Okay.
Me.
Why did you guys go? I'm curious to know.
My friend is the teacher of the graphics art department.
Okay.
And he hit me up. We did it a couple years ago. So we went in again, talk about branding,
okay,
talk about design work, talk about Illustrator, Photoshop, how to start a brand, how to maintain a brand, what to do, what not to do in a brand.
Okay.
Because their project is to make a brand from start to finish.
Oh, so then you guys came in and guest spoke and...
Yeah, guest spoke and then took questions, you know, to help them out, help them along the way, which I love, you know, I mean, shoot, I've been doing this for like 20 years, bro, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And this kind of opened up my eyes to, we've been Spell talked about it, and now maybe it's time to do it, to open up a branding and consulting business.
See, nothing wrong with that.
Because I got me, I got Spell,
yeah,
right? And then I'm going to get, hopefully, my friend Kaden, which is a photographer of videography.
So I've seen that.
It's a trifecta. Track. You cannot lose. So we can offer everything.
All right, you're hired, bro.
From videos to actually, I mean, on the way here, I was thinking about it, texting Spell, and I said, you know, I think it's time to start our Light Sleepers, you know, branding and consulting. And I was thinking, we need to go and find the first client and do it for free.
Okay.
Because we want to, like, show people we can do it. Because we know we can do it.
Well, I just so happen to have someone that could be rounded up for you.
Oh, hey.
Okay. I just happen to have a business, as you know.
All right, here we go.
I was outed several episodes ago. I'm looking for a logo.
Oh.
I need a logo.
Bruh. Spell gonna charge you $3.99, bruh.
$3.99, go.
That is the Sleep Times Over discount.
Why not?
Bruh. No, we're totally done.
If it's possible, I'm gonna offer that right there.
You know him. He's gonna offer you, he's gonna ask you any kind request, bruh. Any kind, bruh.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. So I just throwing it out there. My business, Healthness Hawaii.
Oh, man. There's so much possibilities, bro.
Plugs everywhere. So, I mean,
video. You want video? You want videos and stuff? Your clips? Commercial?
I don't know about commercial.
But like a IG commercial.
Oh, could do something like that,
Yeah. No, because the thing is, like, between me, Spell, and my homie Kanan from Adept Photography, the amount of knowledge and experience that we have together, I mean, I don't think you can really beat it.
Yeah.
So, we'll definitely do you for free. And then this is kind of the cat out of the bag. I was talking to the owner of Sarah's.
Here we go.
Yeah, remember Chris from Sarah's?
Yes.
Not Chris Cypher.
Chris Fireman.
So.
That's all I know him as. The other guy.
So he bought Sarah's.
Oh.
So he owns Sarah's.
Yeah, breaking news.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Okay.
In back of my head, for years now, I keep telling Spell, we need to go and offer a rebranding of Sarah's.
Correct.
Because they are the OG surf, street, skate, hip-hop.
Same location. Forever.
Same logo.
Yes.
I think it's about that time, right?
I think so.
So this is like breaking news for everybody out there. So I told Spell we can do it. I know we can do it.
Yeah.
So that's why maybe this is the year when we start something new.
Okay,
you know?
So then go venture out. Yeah.
So, I mean, I talked to Chris, Fireman.
Yes.
About doing it. So we have a plan for them to do it, you know, for free at the beginning. But we have something set in process that, you know, we can eventually get paid because it's going to be a job.
Of course.
Yeah. But for you, we got you, bro.
I'm a vouch for
the two other people.
I'm touched because, you know, Spell going to be all pissed off. And then
Spell going to be mad, bro. He's going to, like, drink you. He's going to say, what's a cocktail, bro? Never mind.
You're going to be all upset. And then the other guy, I think I follow him on Facebook. But who cares? He don't know who I am.
All right.
Good luck on that.
So that's why we're doing a night show. Because during the day, I had to speak at Moanalua.
Yeah.
We had public school lunch.
I saw that.
Creole mackerel.
That's good stuff,
bro. Bro, that was actually good stuff.
That is good stuff.
But Spell did tell me we need to keep going back to the school to get the baked chicken. Did you like the baked chicken? I do remember. I thought it was freaking good.
Baked chicken is good.
The skin is why.
But
favorite school lunch? Public school lunch?
Favorite public school lunch?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, on the real, I would ditch.
Oh.
So I would not go in the cafeteria.
Bro, are you high class?
Everyone's favorite L&L, bro.
Oh, there you go.
I would not eat now in the next 20. But I would go because I was a Kalani.
Right.
And then all you do is it's just a hop, skip, and then you just ditch away. Listen, to Kahala Mall.
You seriously ditch?
Yeah.
Since freshman year?
Not since freshman year. Sophomore. So we had to feel it out.
You're thugging over here.
We had to feel it out. And go Kahala Mall. Either you go McDonald's.
Right.
L&L.
Right.
Those would be your two main ones. Your heaviest.
But you were driving back then too already.
I was already driving sophomore, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it was easy.
That makes sense, bro.
And then there's a hole in the fence that you can just slide in and out.
Oh, there you go.
Much like how, you know, you do as a man. And again, take that and you take it and you ride with it.
In-N-Out Burger, bro.
In-N-Out Burger. Yeah,
it seems to be an ongoing theme with you, the In-N-Out,
bro. I don't know. It's a lot of, because, well, one, it's 10:48, so I'm going to emphasize that a lot. Two, that's how I actually went to Kahala Mall. I would go to Kahala Mall, get the L&L, mini chicken cutlet.
Oh, there you go, bro.
I would get the veal cutlet, ironically, to go back to what we were talking about earlier.
And then I would get always the mini plate.
Yeah.
Because it would be fast to eat.
Feed, and then
psh, rip them back. So I honestly don't know.
So you eat them in, eat them out, bro.
Once again, growing up as a man. So that's, I can't really answer. I mean, I've had various small things, but I've never had a full lunch in the cafeteria. I got out of
it. Are you serious? What about your freshman year? What did you do your freshman year?
Freshman year, I was not at...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I was at the school known as Lutheran High School.
Ah.
And there you could not ditch. Because private school, you ditch private school, they get pissed off. They call your parents in a minute.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I stayed. Every Friday, they would have Order McDonald's Day at Lutheran.
Oh, nice.
So they had this at Our Redeemer as well. But you would have, you put in the order earlier in the week, you get your McDonald's delivered to you on Friday.
Wow.
Private school.
Whatever you like.
Yes.
Wow.
So that would always be the Friday lunch. So you just get whatever. 20 piece chicken McNugget, milkshake.
Oh,
really? They you could order whatever.
Oh, you have to pay it all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You put in the order, you pay it, it comes delivered.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's Friday.
Milkshake.
Yeah. Seriously, you could get anything.
Sunday.
Oh, good question. I never saw anybody get the Sunday.
Oh, it'd melt, right?
Yeah. That's a good, yeah. I never saw any kind of dessert stuff except the milkshake. You could get milkshake, fish filet, chicken McNugget, Big Mac, the whole
thing. Wow.
Go figure.
Quarter pound of French fries, icy cold milkshake, Sunday apple pie.
That's the question. That's the commercial.
All that stuff, yeah. Oh, right on then.
So
right
that's
on.
Why I can't, to answer your question.
Okay, well that's basically why we're doing the nighttime show. Big chicken.
It's all about big chicken.
So, I mean, we had fun doing it. It kind of sparked off what we've been wanting to do for years. I mean, I don't know anybody else that does it.
No.
Right in Hawaii. I'm sure there are.
I don't think so.
There's got to be like rebranding.
Somebody in your field, though.
Nobody in my field. In
the quote unquote hip hop clothing.
But I really think that we could do anything.
True.
I feel I can do anything. I mean, I've worked in the business sector for years.
Right.
Hospital. I worked in the nonprofit sector. I worked in the business realm of sectors, whatever.
Right.
Went to school. And, you know, I rubbed noses with all those, you know, scholars and, you know, I mean, all the, you know, PhDs, you know.
You're a rap scholar as well.
So.
Shout out
to Oh, man. I think we could actually do it, man. But, you know, we'll see, dude. We'll start with you. Hopefully we get Sarah's done. If anybody out there is looking for any rebranding, new direction in their company, hit me up.
Okay.
We can do logos. We can do full videos. We can do social media ads. We can do all that.
So you guys start making another Instagram of this then? Are you gonna do that whole thing?
You know what? I think we might do it word of mouth.
Okay.
So we're just going to work. I think we just do, because we all have a lot of stuff going on. We'll do client to client, word of mouth, and then let everything just build on its own.
No brochure.
It'd be like we'll do your company and if someone asks.
Oh, of course. I'll plug the heck out.
Light sleepers, da da da, whatever. Yeah. And then from there, you know, we'll just go over like that. Because, I mean, I don't want to make another IG, another email, another business, another business.
Really keep up,
so, I mean, I'd rather keep it under Light Sleepers and just have them pay Light Sleepers and then break it apart.
So getting back to Mauna Loa.
Yeah.
So when you talk to kids like this, and when you're in this setting, like the teacher's going to announce you guys.
Yeah.
Like, what's your opening lines? Like, say, when you go over there, you say, hey, kids, like, what do you do?
Say, damn kids, you got to cut it out, bro.
And then
anyway, hey, how you guys doing? My name is Cavett.
But seriously, folks.
Freaking keys. No, I just straight up.
Sucking keys.
You know what I do? I go on a long rant of how back in the day it was harder. You know what? I used to catch boss 100 miles one way.
You're doing that.
Then I would walk in the snow one way. And you know what? Hawaii never snow. So I think I had snow. Then, you know, my slipper went break. So I get the paper clip, and I put them in. And I put them on.
You become an old man.
And no, I don't do that. Thank I just gave us everybody, Cavett the Catalyst. I got that name, Light Sleepers.
Okay,
This is the main designer, Spell One, And that's it, pretty much how I did the introduction.
Okay, that's what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't.
You're not going to be like.
I'm not that old yet. I'm old. If you my KTCisms, I basically break it down, you know, old people. But
there's a lot of them.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Well, I just wonder, like, what's your shtick? If you had a shtick,
no shtick, you know. Like, hey, you got to remember, I don't know, like, maybe 10% of the kids we've talked to actually know Light Sleepers. Mm. These kids are 16 years and younger. I don't expect them to know Light Sleepers.
Right.
The ones that do, you can tell that they're just looking for something better than what they have.
Okay.
You can tell that they never really settled for the mumble rap. the Supreme, the Thrasher shirt. So you can tell, when they know, like Sleepers, when we ask, and I know, I look at the kid, I'm like, yo, this, I can tell this kid
right
would have been us back in high school.
Right.
Because he actually is looking for the underground brands. Yeah, yes. He wants different. Right. And he's searching for different, and he found Light Sleepers.
Right, as much as a lot changed, things still stay the same.
The kids are the same. Because back when we were in high school, we were kind of the oddballs because we liked underground hip hop.
Yes.
Like boom bap 90s hip hop.
Right.
It wasn't the wasn't the popular.
No one had a clue what that was.
Right? So like you were the 10% in the school that liked good hip hop.
That's right? Why I dished lunchtime.
Exactly. And you probably bought records too, bro.
I was all pissed off, right? Tower Records.
Yeah, Tower Records. Oh, brah. I wish I was. I'll cut school too. I'll just buy record. Anyway, so yeah, you know, the kids, they're respectful. Moana Lua used to be gangster, Spell told me.
Oh, really?
But it's cleaned up. It's one of those schools where people get district exceptions to go there.
You know who I think went to Moana Lua is Brother Frank.
Brother Frank did. Class of 92, bruh.
Shout out to Frank. Frankie, the promoter.
Yeah.
To the stars. He was always promoting.
Always promoting, bruh.
A lot of guys were from Moana Lua.
Yeah, Spell told me a lot of guys.
Shout out to Brother Frank, his friend Summer.
Yep.
His friend. Okay, the guys that went to the Sleep Times over dinner.
Yeah.
He came with three other people.
That's all one of them.
That's all one of them. His wife, I don't know. But
right.
Waterloo got all the hip hop people.
That's the thing is, we asked anybody if they did graffiti. And before, we used to have a lot of graffiti writers in Waterloo.
Yeah.
But nobody did graffiti. Spell told me back in the day, had a lot of. Like gangsters and but ain't nobody in no gang in there. They're the freaking nerd gang.
They're wearing blouses.
They. But you know what, dude? That was a different time, man. Like,
it was.
It's kind of good the school cleaned up, dude. Like, I can't. Like, we grew up in a time where you go to a bus stop and you might get beaten up by Samoans, like, even in Kahala.
Even in Kahala.
Because we got sweated by Palolo Valley Bloods at Kahala. Yeah. So. You know what I mean? Like, because I went to Kaimuki Middle School, going to Kahala, bowling alley, yep. You know?
We've talked about this before.
Right.
Guys, boys, men in general have gotten softer.
Yeah, they have.
There's not that tough guy mentality anymore. Right. It's either you're going to pretend or you're going to go wear a blouse. You got...
Pretty much, bro.
Yin and yang right there.
Right so, there, yeah. Bro.
You just don't see it?
Nah, you don't see it, bro. But, you know, it is what it is, bro. It's a sign of the times, but... To me, as long as you can protect your family, your home, and your livelihood.
Well, just be respectful of others.
I guess you're good then, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be a gangster or a thug. But, it is what it is, Bob. That's why I'm making sure that I don't raise frail kids.
Which I do not foresee.
So all you people out there that have young kids right now, I'm talking like in elementary.
Yeah.
Don't raise frail kids, bro.
Please don't.
You make them respect. Yeah. Make them fight for what they want.
Yes.
Fight for make them earn
yes.
what they want. You know, you reward them when they need to be rewarded.
Yeah.
Not for everything.
Correct.
Little life lessons there. Anyway.
That's correct. Yes.
So that's kind of why we're doing the nighttime thing. And speaking of frail kids, which we don't have any, on my basketball team, bruh.
You coached tonight.
I coached my second game this past Saturday.
Okay.
And we won, brah. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, wait a minute.
Brah, I feel like John Calipari, bro.
Was this the... I'm going to have to give you a trophy. Did you... How many games is this? Is this your first game?
We would have had three games, but then we had the missile crisis.
Oh, so this is the official...
Second game.
Oh, so...
And we won, brah. One and one.
Right. Well, I got to say... Okay, first of all, congratulations. Finally, the game plan is at work. There you go. That's... One, don't stick the other finger up.
Let me go.
We could. It's nighttime.
Let me go.
There was a video I've seen. I think it was on Facebook, probably on the IG. You know, we shared it all.
Yeah.
Of Coltrane, the pass, the bro. Pass, it's going to be called the pass. Hashtag the pass. That was a great pass.
You know what, bro? I'm proud of the little dude, bro.
You got to repost that.
He's getting kind of cocky, bro.
Okay, put Coltrane,
him,
shut up.
Bro. No, I put him in his place.
Okay.
But you know he work hard, bro. I mean, it shows, bro. He works hard.
Was a great pass.
You know, and the thing is, I taught him like in Hawaii, we not that tall.
Correct.
Told him you're lucky you're gonna be 5'10".
Okay.
Right. So what you need to do, learn how to pass the ball, learn how to play good defense, and that can create your offense.
Okay.
So I taught him early, young. So I'm like maybe 3 years ago. I taught him about peripheral vision. and court vision. You I don't know who. That. I don't know who. What other dad is teaching their kid?
Yeah, you know, peripheral.
That court vision.
That's good. Well, because you come from that kind of mentality of the you know you know about ball and.
No, that's what I mean. So I was like, I remember telling Coltrane on the court one day, I'm going to teach you about peripheral and court vision. I was like, a lot of great, Magic Johnson had it, Jason Kidd had it, even Jay Will had it, like, you know, Kyrie got it, you know what I mean, Chris Paul got it.
Right,
like,
all the greats got it.
All the greats got it, where you can go down the court and you can already in your mind envision where the players are going to be.
Correct.
And you get the ball to them. Great quarterbacks have it.
That is correct, yes.
When they can throw someone open,
yep.
Like Tom Brady.
Yep.
Did to what's his name? Which was I was watching that game, and he got what's his name of the slot receiver, Amendola. No. You know what I'm talking about? The one
what, Edelman.
There. Edelman. No, Edelman. Edelman's not.
Edelman's
there.
Out.
No, right? the other guy that caught the pass, bro. The winning pass, bro. This was the lose. He caught the winning pass, bro.
The winning pass on
for the Patriots this weekend, bro.
I don't follow any Patriots players, yeah, bro. Gronkowski got knocked out.
The you know how he just gets random dudes and you make them win.
Yes.
So anyway, that's what I mean. Yes, like, yes. I taught Coltrane. I told him, like, okay, if this is where you're the point guard, you know, all the players are coming down, think. You got to get to know your players because you got to figure out what their tendencies are.
Yes.
And I'm telling this to my son. He's 9 years old now. But I told him this when he was, like, 7.
Well.
He loved basketball. Well. So I was like, I'm going to teach him.
True.
We can't take it. We have to stop. Treating kids like they don't know.
Like kids, yeah.
No, you treat them like kids.
I mean, treat them like kids, but don't treat them like, make them stupid.
Yeah, because these kids are from the internet and the technology. These kids are smart at 5, bro.
You bring up a good point, yes. You so shouldn't I'm like, talk down to them.
No, so I'm like, you know, you like ball? You like playing ball? Okay. I'm going to teach you something that all good ballers should know.
Yeah.
So I taught it to him, man. That's the pass. Is the fruits of the labor of him working hard, not me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's him good. Listening to me about passing, about anticipation, about that, and that's all him. I taught him like I gave him the tools. He figured it out. So if the guy missed it, I was on the bench and I was like, if he misses his shot, it's gonna ruin a great highlight. He made it though.
It should have been good though. I mean, you know,
we no, were it like, would, ah, but you know, Yahoo, you gotta because he had a couple of those in the game, but they didn't finish it. So we were already up. He did that pass. It made the two defenders bump into each other.
Right.
And I was like, please, please make it. And he made it. I was like, that's it. I was like, now when we win the game, that's the one.
There you go. There you have it.
But he scored 17 points.
He scored 17 points.
4 for 4 from the line.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know, as a dad, right, you kind of like, you think about these things. You're like, damn. But I just tell them, be humble, because this is like one, you're only playing Milani kids.
Right.
Right? So be humble, work hard.
Milani, right?
No, Milani's good.
Oh, Milani's good.
Town was better.
Okay.
So I said, be humble, keep doing what you do, and don't worry about everything else.
And that's it?
Yeah.
So very straightforward.
Pretty much, bro. But don't get big-headed, bro. I tell him, knock it off, bro. Knock it off,
bro. You cannot be cocky. It's going to be your downfall.
But, you know, he deserves this, bro. He busted his ass for his past 4 years.
Right.
When he was the worst kid.
Right.
Like, so.
You don't want to be arrogant.
No, he doesn't want to be arrogant. But he knows what it is to be, like, the doo-doo-doo kid. The picking your nose, looking at the. It wasn't that bad, but. You know, the kind of, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh. That he's not alone. That's not
every kid.
Nobody knows what the hell he's doing. Many times we've been saying
but
this.
He was that kid. So he knows, and he knows. I tell him, Coltrane, get so-and-so involved. Because it takes a good point guard to even get the junkiest players involved. And if you can do that, dude, your leadership skills are amazing.
How about this advice from you and all this last 10 minutes here? This is
telling
something.
You, bro.
This is something.
Come
is
see you. Me, bro. I'll help you with your life. I'm not perfect.
From the heart, right? Here.
It's not from the heart. It's from basketball.
It's from some kind of valve.
Bro, basketball, bro.
Basketball is hoop dreams, bro. Basketball is life.
Yeah.
As well said.
Yeah, how long are we going right now?
We're at 26 minutes.
Wow, bro. Look at that, bro. I just did a motivational speech, bro.
We're almost done with the first segment.
And we talked about one little basketball.
That's it.
So that's pretty much, I mean, for my week, that's pretty much it besides University of Hawaii taking first place in the Big West.
Oh,
that's pretty much my week right there.
I tell you, wow. That sums it up then.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to take a break. So let's take a break here. And we'll return with more night stuff.
Sleep time's over. Nights.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
This is Sin from Square Barrels, home of the Dad Bod Burger. Stop by for Hawaii's best burger and pair it with our double IPA, My Korean Mother-in-Law. Sarang hae.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
But the night is on my mind. So parlay while I drop this rhyme. See, Jake be getting illy when the sun get dark. He be coming out for heads, but you don't let me start. There's activities aplenty in the nighttime. All together, child, it seems to be the right time. See, kids be getting stuck with jewels or fly gimmicks. Shorty sees the action and it starts to mimic. Running to the
corner. Live from July, it's Sleep Time's Overnight. Starring Kevin the Catalyst.
Kevin the Catalyst. And CJ Zack.
Don the guy.
Yeah.
Recipes, he's dead, forget it. 2 segments, blown.
Shout out, bro. Thank you, guys.
That's
double O.
All
you people, we should invite you up one day to this fine estates in Papakolea.
Papakolea ain't got no cap.
But anyway, so we're doing the second episode. I mean, we're doing the second segment right now.
Live from July. It's sometimes overnight.
which is take that waste time, okay? Good morning, fellas. Yeah,
good morning, everybody.
What's
bro?
Up, Phil? What's up,
SWO, Michelle? The Patriots fan of July.
Yeah.
That's it.
Shout out, bro. Who's the guy that caught the pass, by the way? You should know.
SWO, who caught the winning touchdown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, let's, yeah.
Well, we gotta do the, we've got the live IG and then we've got the actual radio show, so audio. So
okay.
Let's go with it. Take time, waste time.
Okay.
We have, was I going to start with something?
You start with something.
Oh.
For the people.
Oh, well, recapping what happened this past couple days. We went to, on Saturday, New Izakaya, as they call it.
Mm.
Japanese restaurant, the Japanese people.
What is it called?
Izakaya Uo-san.
Oh, there you go.
I said last week.
Izakaya Uo-san.
Osan.
Osan.
And then somebody told me.
God bless you.
The Korean or what? I'm like, no, it's not. I'm saying it wrong. So it is Uo-san.
So this Japanese restaurant was created by...
This was created by Nobu-san.
Oh, the dude, Nobu-san.
Not that Nobu-san. No. Many Japanese people are named Nobu.
Okay.
So this Nobu was the head sushi chef at Sushi Izakaya Gaku.
Okay.
Used to go right across the street from Easy Music Center.
Oh, it's different from Mr. Shin-san.
Shin-san is at Izakaya Gaku.
Okay, I'm really confused, bro.
If recapping what Shin-san used to do, if you would call Izakaya Gaku,
right,
and then you would ask for a reservation, he would, oh, I'm sorry, I'll booked up already. I know, I'm sorry. Can you be out by 7:30? That's the guy. Sushi Izakaya Gaku. That guy,
yeah.
Not that guy.
If you know the podcast and you listen to it, many a times Zach Morris has done... I booked up already.
If you know Shin-san, that is him. But yeah. Nobu-san moved on to Uo-san. A lot of sans, right? And it is on Kapiolani Boulevard.
Yeah.
It is across from the design center.
Expensive?
Of course. All Japanese food.
There you go, brah.
Is expensive. It really is. I mean, it's not like Nobu restaurant expensive where you just leave the $300 on the ground and then you just pee on it.
Say, choke them.
Yeah.
Take them.
Just take them and then just do what you want with them.
Throw them in the face.
Yeah.
Do what you want with me. What is this? A reverse brothel.
I'm saying a lot of.
Doesn't that sound like a sex move? Things. Reverse brothel?
A reverse brothel?
Anyway.
Live from July. It's live sleep from times July.
Overnight. Sleep times overnight.
So, yes, went to the Izakaya. It was a friends and family thing. He brings out all the different food. I was there. Mr. Sean Iman was there.
Iman, yep. Shout out, Simon. Shout out.
Close personal friend. Sky Cameron is there.
Shout out.
You know, he's the movie guy, the sommelier guy.
Yep.
And it was good stuff, but it wasn't enough food. So, because it's very small little things, because he's letting us try all these different things.
So, he has a McDonald's after.
I was like, you know what? Get out of here already. So then, I mean, we'll go back.
But he has to go over there and get the nachos.
I was like, okay. So, I felt like Frank DeLima at this point. Yeah, because what? If you remember Frank DeLima in the commercial, he had the commercial for Wisteria.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
Wisteria,
yeah.
And then he said, like, should I go Wisteria for the oxtail soup?
Oh,
should
God.
I go Casey driving for the waffle hot dog? I'm so confused. Oh, remember that? So I felt like Frank DeLima because I was like, should I go to stage and see Allie, the boomerang girl?
Hey, Allie.
And then make one boomerang and then post it and then nobody care? Or should I go to Pint and Jigger and then get one burger and then go yell at everybody? I'm so confused.
Oh,
so
there he went you go. To...
Pine
Jig. Oh, Allie's sad.
Yes,
bro.
Allie's sad. Yeah.
She's crying. I'm shedding a tear for her right now.
Well, we went there. We was thinking, okay, there's no more parking at Pine Jig.
Right.
We're
going
to go to see Allie. Right. Had parking.
Oh, bro.
There was parking at Pine Jig.
They knew you was coming, bro.
Somebody knew someone was coming.
Move. And get out of the way.
Everybody
get out the way, bro.
And then I went there. I got the burger.
And so after you ate sushi, you ate a burger.
Yeah.
Because it was like... poo-poo small portion
it
style.
It was very small, and I was with like a table of six.
Oh,
so when the guy can bring sushi. Out, right, you're just going to get one piece. You take nicely, piece.
How much did it cost?
Well, it's free.
Oh.
So we just dip them out. You know?
Oh, hey.
You dip them.
There you go. Oh, of course.
And then that's it.
You really. Dip them out like you actually pay for the sushi.
Pretty much. So, you know, who wins? Who knows?
Nobody wins, bro.
So,
Shin-san, I mean, Nobu-san winning, bro. So, all the way to the Yen Bank.
You're not buying Bitcoin with that. So that was a Saturday. Then on Sunday, as you know, I did the IG Live from Harry's Hardware.
Yeah.
I was there with all the broads.
Yeah.
I was trying to do.
You see, I seen, with the broads.
But then the thing with the connection is so bad. Like, the internet doesn't work in there for some reason.
Maybe there's a reason, bro.
Maybe that's why they don't want you to see certain stuff.
Oh, there you go, bro.
But it was all pixelated. We looked like an 8-bit Nintendo.
Yeah, it looked like 8-bit.
Which is kind of neat in a way. It was kind of weird playing it back. Like, wow, it looked like video game, like Nintendo, like Clu Land. But no.
Dig Dug.
It was Mikhail was there.
Yeah.
Kendra was there. And we were just sitting there. And
was it crowded? Was it crowded?
It got there.
Oh.
But then I was kind of like, if anybody was paying attention to that, there was a group of girls across from me on the bar.
Right.
That I was kind of giving crap to.
Oh.
Because three of them had no idea what was going on.
Whoa, how'd they get there?
Who knows?
They use the sleep times over code, bro.
Maybe.
Waste time, everybody.
Strangely, somebody knew that code.
What?
In there. Yes.
Yes.
Somebody, I don't know who that guy was, but he, when he saw me, he said waste.
Wow.
Maybe it was because I look what I look like. I don't know. Yeah. But I think it was from the show. I think it was from the show. Yes, it did look like Minecraft. SWO just chimed in. So I deleted it immediately.
So
like
so somebody knew the code. Did they get into the code?
That I'm not sure, but he jokingly came up to me and was like, waste time.
What's crazy is my high school friends, they seen the video, the YouTube and the episode.
Yes.
And they told me, hey, we want to go to Harry's.
Oh, really?
So I said, bro, let's go, bro. Let's go use the waste time, bro.
They got a
call
big response. Yeah.
Waste time and let's do it, bro. I'm down to go. Cause I don't, like I said, I don't drink normally.
Right.
But I'm down to try these cocktails. Like, I'm always down to try these different drinks.
Yeah, it's a fun experience. It's because it's so unique and it's not your typical. You go to some dive and you get a bunch of mokes all yelling, you know. It's going to be like you can cool and talk and interesting stuff going on. It's good times.
Right.
Even IA. Shout out IA.
Oh, shout out IA. Yeah.
Kamina Classic wants to go.
Oh,
so he messaged me. He's like, hey, like, go.
You know what? On the real, because cocktails and hip hop is not the norm.
Correct.
Right? So, I mean, obviously, through Light Sleepers, majority of,
well, there's Hennessy.
Boy.
And there's like,
well. Yeah, okay, there we go. Anyway.
Actually, it is kind of that.
You see, like, it's double. He like, go.
See, bro, hurry up.
One more time. That photography, bro. We go, bro.
Everybody get time, bro. Can.
Everybody get, that's a new one.
Everybody get time.
Take time, waste time.
Everybody get time. New for 2018. We got to keep the phrases going. The slogan's going.
Everybody get time.
We got marketing.
Yeah, there you go.
But I would go.
No, bro. We got to go then.
Because, see, the thing is, it's just branching out. Because the hip-hop, whatever community, is only the certain group of people.
Yeah.
And it's the same group of
people. Same people, yeah.
Branching out to different people.
And you got
to
be tired of going Manifest, going Next Door. Right. Going bar 39, like.
And how many times are you going to be scratching with the little Newmark turntable and then staring at everybody? How many times are we doing that? Move on to other things. We get other stuff to do.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down. Like, if you guys want, I'm trying to find I work down the street.
Yeah. So, we'll figure.
Let me know. Let's go. I'll go with you, but I want to go with like people that have never been there either.
So no, we can make a field trip.
It all. Yeah, field trip. Hey, everybody, yes. Field trip time.
We get the school bus, pick them up.
We get the kind, bro. The small yellow bus, because we're going to go one block down.
Yep. He's going to go drive all the way around and come back Bartania, and go Young Street, park the car, set him on fire.
Anyway, so Harry's
Harvard. Harry's Harvard Sunday. Okay, so let's go with that was the topics.
Yeah.
Of the pretty much the weekend. So let's go with the topics of the week. What happened?
Right.
What do you got?
Topics of the week. As you can know, Trip to Lights needs a revival. Yeah, it does need a revival.
Trip to Lights at Harry's?
Yeah. The Trip to Lights at Harry's, bro. They're not like Anaconda rapping in. What? You're going to scare all the girls away, bro. You have Anaconda rapping
those,
in there.
I bet you those guys like the kind of Anaconda. They don't like that kind
of should. You should take. You should, next time you go, or next time I go, whoever's there, be like, hey, you know who Atmosphere is? Slug.
Yeah, it's older guys.
I think you might be right, bro.
They like that kind. They like white guys who rap.
Everybody, yeah, of course.
White guys like white guys who rap.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true, bro. So take time, waste time. Erykah Badu, bro. Take time, waste time before I get into what she did.
Well, you told me off the air what she did, and I did not know about this.
So Erykah Badu in an interview said, I am a humanist. I see good in everybody. I saw something good in Hitler.
Well, if I have to say something, okay, because you hit me with this just not a few minutes ago, okay?
Come on, Erykah.
I am German, so.
Oh, so okay, am I. Erykah. Hey.
That's right. She's been crazy since like 2002, right?
Who made her crazy? Common? Or was it Andre? 2000.
Andre 2000. He knows how to manipulate women, bro.
Yeah, go look it up, guys. Look it up. Erykah Badu right there. She basically said that, and then she went on this little thing where it's like, she said, yeah, I did say it. Hitler was a wonderful painter. What is that?
What do you mean paint?
Paint slavery, bro. That's what he didn't do. Totally. Paint slavery,
paint
bro.
Paint fire is what he painted.
Paint fire and brimstone, bro. He paint Satan.
Tried to take over the world. Never worked.
He tried, bro. He's listening to any kind of death metal, bro, at the same time.
Maybe. Megadeth.
Maybe. Maybe he had the record. He had the kind of advanced white label copy.
Older versions of Pantera.
So anyway, that take time, waste time. What do you think about Erykah Badu? Like you're saying she's crazy already.
She's crazy, and Erykah Badu hasn't been relevant since 2000.
Yeah, she hasn't, bro.
What do we care about Erykah Badu for? Yeah, that she made On and On in 1996.
EDM remix, bro, On and On.
And then she makes the song with Dr. Dre, Explosive.
Yeah, and Roots, the Roots song. And then Got Me.
Rubbish.
Met her. She's super cool.
Well.
I bet she's super cool.
I think, if you met her one-on-one, and she'd probably talk story to you and be cool. Yeah. But that doesn't take away from being crazy. Crazy people can be cool. People can be sexy cool.
Look at us, bro. Look at TLC.
Right? Okay, got it.
I mean, we could be crazy.
Everyone's crazy. I mean,
bro, I think we crazy. You guys crazy watching this. All three of you guys. Frankie D, you crazy. S-double-O, crazy.
S-double-O, you don't know.
Shaka Talk, you crazy, bro. Everybody crazy. Spell, you crazy.
Spell, I don't know
this
about it.
This view is crazy.
How about it, huh? How about it?
So anyway, take time, waste time.
So take time, waste time on that. She's crazy.
Right.
If she's like Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Lauryn Hill's crazy, bro. Exactly.
She's just like Lauryn Hill.
Crazy, maybe. Hey, nothing wrong with being crazy, bro.
Well, it's
like Seal said, right?
Like Seal said? What did Seal say? Seal. Kiss from a Rose?
No, a little crazy. Isn't it the song?
Yes, wow.
Seal? Right, Seal, crazy, Seal, the guy that married Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum, yes.
Right, you had him with that Benadryl, bro.
I don't know, you mentioned Seal, all of a sudden everything went crazy.
Oh, bro, we're going crazy. Now we're really going crazy.
Speaking of crazy, speaking of 69, DJ Liger Woods is joining us, everyone.
So everybody listening to the podcast, the reason why we sound like this is because we are recording live on IG.
This is Sleep Times Overnights,
yes. Sequel. So anyway,
Erykah Badu, waste time.
Waste time. Okay, next. What you got?
Not relevant. Okay, let's go to something that happened just tonight. And this you don't know the story of. So I'm going to throw this at you right now. As people are chiming in, saying things. So a Maui professor faces arrest. This was just this evening. I found this.
Maui professor.
Warrant issued for my professor after he spoke Hawaiian in court.
Whoa, okay. Rah.
Now, let's break this down. A University of Hawaii professor on Maui says a warrant was issued for his arrest because he spoke Hawaiian to a judge in a Wailuku courtroom.
Wow.
The warrant for Samuel Kalaikoa Kaeo.
Oh, Hawaiian, bro.
Hawaiian to the blood. Arrest was issued Wednesday and swiftly spurred a wave of outrage. He was in court to face charges stemming from an August 2017 protest over the construction of the telescope atop
Of course. Yeah, of course he's that dude.
So he's that dude, right? So he did that. He was in court to face the charges. After being asked to identify himself,
right,
he did it in Hawaiian.
Oh, bro, that's and my that man right
the
there.
Judge to rule him not present because he wants you to expect to speak English in the courtroom.
Okay.
The court was unable to get a determination for the record of him. So because they didn't hear him state his name, although he's physically there.
Right.
Under arrest. How's that? Okay. So, of course, big uproar. Bailiff takes him away. Bench warrant for $750 is issued for his arrest. Kaeo says he showed up.
Yeah.
He dealt with this judge same time 15 times before, he says.
Oh.
So obviously it had nothing to do with they couldn't recognize me, had some kind of other bad blood.
Yeah.
He added, you see what the issue was? It wasn't about me. It was about the fact that I was speaking Hawaiian.
Right.
These obstacles are the things that he feels we need to overcome.
Right.
So with that said, of course, Oha's in an uproar.
They're going crazy. Of course, bro. Oha, yeah.
Right. Because finally some heat is off of them.
Yes.
And now they can go, you know, in. So what do you think about this?
If you remember the past episode, I said the time that I went to court. Remember that?
Yeah.
And right. There was a Filipino family that got arrested for fishing at the Nuuana Reservoir on off season.
Right.
And they claimed that they couldn't speak English.
Right.
When the judge came around, they're like, what do you plead, right? They're like, oh, we don't know. He basically was like, we don't know English in English. The judge said, okay, we're going to whatever that they banged the gavel and they're like, okay, we're going to come back and get a translator.
Okay.
So why couldn't that guy get the translator?
Okay. So valid point. So that was mentioned.
Right.
The reason they did not get a translator.
Oh, here we go.
Was because of it would be added costs to the court. So they didn't want to have to delay it. Look for another translator, have to pay the translator, pay for these extra fees.
Right.
So a cost-cutting move was to, and translators are not used for all these types of cases, apparently.
Mm.
It's not because you can't speak English, we automatically getting a translator.
Right.
So that is basically
That's the thing is, well, these judges, they should, he already had a vendetta, obviously, against this guy.
Sounds like it.
So he used it against them, basically. He found a way to use it against him. Yeah. As a contempt in the court.
Right.
And he basically was prejudiced. What do you call it? Like, you know, he was...
Well, very much prejudiced. He had some kind of vendetta against
him. Yeah, it was cited. He already knew we were going to throw this guy in jail.
It was a slanted situation. Right, so...
Yeah.
Hawaii State Judiciary issued a statement to Hawaii News Now. I got this from Hawaii News Now. There is no legal requirement to provide Hawaiian language interpreters to the court's participants who speak English but prefer to speak in Hawaiian.
Wow.
So let that sink in.
Well, I don't know. That's got to be a lie because I've seen it firsthand. They'll get a Filipino interpreter.
Right.
So. But
as a person who already speaks English.
Right.
Should you just for the sake of this whole situation just speak English in the court and not go into truly standing up for yourself by speaking Hawaiian, thus complicating the situation? Therefore, he would not be fine.
Right.
Arrested. So I ask you, if you were a fluent Hawaiian-speaking guy,
right,
got in trouble for something like this,
right,
what would be the language you would use in the court?
Well, the thing, if he uses Hawaiian on the daily,
that's the thing we got to find out.
Then it gets his Hawaiian, right?
If he's really a true Hawaiian that's speaking Hawaiian every day,
yeah, then that's fine,
right?
You can't arrest him, but if he did it just to get at the judge. Then you're just being a dick.
That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
Hawaiian or not, bro. If you speak English every day to your brothers, hey, brother, how you doing, bro? So I get smoked meat, bro. I trade you for some deer, cause for some fish.
Why?
And after you go Hawaiian, hey, Koinoa.
Exactly.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like what?
Now, is that a valid case here? We all know the world is a game.
Yeah.
Everything is a game. Politics, business, everything. Why are you going to go and complicate things?
To me, it's one of those ones where he chose to do it. He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
He said, I'm just going to bust this guy's chops.
Yeah, exactly.
And he did it, and he got fined for it. $750. It's not that bad I don't got $750 lying around in my Hawaiian pocket.
But he knew he was going to pay the price.
Yeah, he knew it, bro. And the judge knew what he was going to do. They're just playing games with each other. They're just playing games. They should just have a beer together.
Maybe.
In the back of the jail. Scrap a little bit. And then be like, okay, but are we good? And the Holly guy, yeah, man, we're good. And then, good.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't say, but I think the exactly. judge was an Asian woman.
Oh. Maybe she like the kind, about a whole point pound.
Once again, you're listening to Sleep Times Overnights.
Sleep Lots Times Overnights. Yeah. Maybe she like the point pound. I don't know, bro. Maybe
she like go in, go out.
Maybe she like the low E, bro. She like get the low and the E, bro.
Shoot them in, absorb, and go.
What the heck, bro?
I don't know. I've had a lot of coffee right now, okay? It's 11:39, okay?
You're supposed to be done by 11:30.
Yeah, so much for that.
Anyway, bro, I think he did it to bust our chops.
But there's some vendetta between the two.
Yeah.
It's an internal feud between the two.
They just should have did some beer pong, bro.
Yeah.
And Power Ready.
Right. See another... We go back to RG Live with S-double-O.
Yeah.
With his comment, the judge was probably thinking he was speaking Hawaiian to be right. a smartass.
Right.
Along the lines of that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, there's going to be more to come out. This just happened tonight.
Right.
So what else we got? What
we got to moving on.
There was another local one that I was going to throw at you here.
Right.
And I guess we should deal with this. There was a study that came out that basically said, yet again, here is the no-ish moment for the night.
Okay.
Hawaii has the worst traffic. In the country.
Obvious, bro.
But then here's another one. Hawaii has the most inept drivers in the country. How they figured that out, I don't know. So basically, a national study said, Hawaii is stupid.
What?
We kind of knew that already.
Wait, they said Hawaii is stupid.
In an indirect way.
Driving? Oh.
In driving.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii has the stupidest drivers.
Yeah.
It's your no-ish. We already know this. Hawaii has the worst traffic, all that stuff. But the national study came out today to be like, hey, everybody, in case you didn't know, them people over there on that island are kind of stupid. They don't know what they're doing. Four-way intersection. So, which people don't. You know this, everyone.
What do you do at a four-way intersection?
What do you do? Okay, let's do the whole thing. You come to the stop sign. Brother, come to the stop sign perpendicular to you. Who goes first?
Did you get there first?
You got there first.
I'm going, bro.
Correct.
Get out of my way. Move.
Move, B. Get out of my way.
But no, people are dumb like that.
They go, they wave you in, wave you over here, come over here, come over here, you come over here. No, you go. You stupid. So that's what happens. And that's why we're inept.
Put on the hazards.
Put on your hazards. You go over here, you make the blinker, you go over there. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
The Manapua man is selling a license, by the way.
They should. Yes, they are. Yeah. And you know the answers for this is because, unfortunately, we are the melting pot. And that is our downfall.
Yeah.
Because the Koreans... Okay, we think they drive stupid, but in Korea, maybe that's how they drive.
Maybe that's how they drive.
The Hollies, they drive one way too because they come from the mainland. They drive differently in the mainland.
Yeah.
The Japanese drive differently. So you have all these different styles of driving. It's kind of like a hip hop cipher.
No.
How about that?
There you go.
You get all the different kind of guys. It can either sound like a cluster F or it can be like a good gel of something.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, it's a cluster F. Okay? That is why. Nobody knows how to drive. No one knows what the hell they do.
Drivers suck, bro.
The local people drive one way. They drive slow because, it's not the mainland. And then you get the mainland guys drive fast. And then the Japanese guys drive all timid. And then the Koreans don't give a damn about
that's
you.
That's the worst sticker ever.
Which one?
The drive slow is not the mainland. Not the
yeah,
but you know what? But I don't care, bro. I try to forget two towns, so hurry up already.
Yeah, exactly, you dummies. Yeah, just go slow.
Hey, drive slow, not the mainland. It's Molokai. Hey, shut up, bro.
And here's one, too. Speaking of these guys, okay? Do you ever see these guys, like, they tail people? They're tailing some guy, and the tailing makes no sense at all, where you're just following a guy really close.
Yeah.
But then the guy in front will stop his car, get out of the car, and be like, why are you coming so close to me, bro?
Yeah.
How about you guys shut up and get back in the car? Who cares? If the guy's tailing you, should be that much of an issue for you to jump out of the car?
Yeah.
And go and tell him off, because thus now you're delaying all of us.
Yeah.
You're delaying yourself.
If someone's tailing you, you should get out of the way.
Exactly.
Or maybe go faster.
Exactly.
Simple.
Hawaii, stupid.
Yeah, move to the right. But, and you know the worst part is people that are obviously speeding in a let's say going 60 and 30, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you know how they get trapped behind you?
Yeah.
So then they're kind of tailgating you, but you can't. You don't want to go faster,
right?
Because we're not trying to go as fast as this dude or whatever. Yeah. So they overpass you and they kind of give you that stink look or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you let them go. And you're like, ah, whatever. And then they get trapped at the same stoplight as you.
Exactly.
I love that because you look at the guy. And you're like rolling speed. Up. And you know. Right. You know, you go like 10 miles over the speed limit. Right. So 40 miles over the 30. This bugger going 60, flying past you. Stoplight.
Yeah. Now what?
And you pull up. You look at him like, how's it, bro?
What you like, bro?
We're in the same place, huh?
Like go eat or what? Like go smoke or what? Like smoke. Dummies.
Like go play beer pong.
This is why Hawaii, I mean, I just wanted to put it out there because it just is like a such a roll your eyes article. Like, why are you even going to post this
yeah.
as an article?
When it rains, bro. I don't know. Hawaii, bro.
No one knows what to do.
I think their legs grow and their arms grow shorter.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing with rain and driving. Okay. Now, clearly, whenever we talk about that, we always say to each other,
right.
People, they don't know how to drive, right? People don't know how to drive in the rain. Why? And then we say that to somebody, and then clearly, I'm sure you've said that to people before. I'm sure people out on IG Live have said that to people. No one knows how to drive in the rain. So if we're all in agreement that no one knows how to drive in the rain, who's really driving stupid in the rain? Who are those guys? I want to go up to somebody and be like, dude, do you drive with someone in the rain? And he goes, yes, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know. Have you ever met anybody out there, IG Live, or anybody listening? Have you met a guy that straight up went up to you and said, I don't know how to drive in the rain. Can you show me? Hmm. Have you ever come across someone?
No, bro. You just be more cautious, bro. Drive the same speed.
Well, what I'm saying is, I think people are lying, bro.
I think people just got to drift, bro.
We could.
Just everybody drift, bro.
Hawaii drift.
Everybody just get the e-brake. You just jam them, bro. You just drift them.
E-brake, just go.
You say, rest in peace, Paul Walker. You just rip them, bro.
Blow them up.
They slow down to 35 p.m. on the
freeway. Die and the furious. That's it.
Yeah, no one should be driving 35 on a freeway.
Well, exactly, right? They're driving because there's a drizzle, right?
Oh, God.
But nobody wants to be outed to be that guy. So I'm thinking that somebody out there is lying. People are lying, and they don't know how to drive in the rain. But they're saying to the people to not be that token guy. Yeah, yeah, these guys, they don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't know. But it's them that are doing it.
I can see driving slow when it's heavy downpour.
That's understandable.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Drizzling, your car is fine, bro. It's a couple thousand pounds. Wow. Even my little Scion is fine. We good. We can drive regular.
Correct.
But if it's downpour, it's like sheets. Understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really it as far as that goes. That's all I have.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what do we got?
What's next? Moving along, bro. We're going to go into our Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so the Rushmore, okay. I guess we give this kind of a build up. Because it's the wrestling theme songs.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore wrestling theme songs. Right. Reason why the Raw 25th. I know you were watching every minute by minute.
I couldn't.
Raw.
No, I wasn't.
The 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw, for all us nerds and virgins out there that watch.
Yeah.
Was on.
Nerds and virgins.
3 hours. You know who you are. For those 3 hours long. And it's basically, well, I ranted on Facebook on this. Because like, me personally, I'm kind of over wrestling. I love wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can tell you all kinds of stuff about it, but the current product is just, it's not watchable to me.
Right, that's what you said. You said the new wrestlers are weak.
Right, and it's basically because like there's no characters.
Yeah, characters.
There's nobody, there's no personalities, there's no larger than life characters. Right. Like if you look at the wrestlers now, I'm not trying to say anything stupid, but I'm the same size as some of these guys.
Mm.
Like I could straight up fight them. I don't want to fight these guys. I want them to like destroy me because that's the character.
Right.
Right. So it's just these look like these regular nerds are becoming wrestling. It's like the guys who grew up watching like us decided, hey, I can do that too, not knowing they're not 6'5".
Yeah.
And that is what it's become. Like you have somebody like, for example, Razor Ramon, the character of Razor Ramon,
the
stature of him. This guy is a 6'6 guy, 280. You don't see that anymore.
Nah, right, I don't see that anymore.
You see a bunch of guys flipping around, look like Cirque du Soleil. It just looks like a choreographed gymnastics like routine. And you can, that's fine, but you shouldn't call it pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Call it lucha or something. Call it Nacho Libre. I don't know.
There you go.
But
that's a great point.
It's just not watchable. These guys can't talk.
Yeah. They don't want a 26-inch pythons, bro.
I mean, granted, okay, we all know they were on steroids and a lot of them passed away because of this. We understand that, right? And maybe those guys, they went to the UFC.
Right.
Maybe that's where those big guys went to.
Right.
But the UFC guys have no personality. They're all bald with tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not really them. It's just what I don't know who they're marketing to. The wrestling audience
I'm pretty sure died. WWE has a whole marketing team, a whole, like, you know, they basically see what the fan wants. And this is what the fan wants, I guess, bro.
Well, you stayed a great segue. Because what was Raw 25? It was 3 hours of showing a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, it was, bro.
And how was that the best rated show? Because we have the old guys getting you, whoever, Joe Public, who hasn't watched wrestling in forever, to go tune in to see Razor Ramon, to see DX. Because that's all we remember that we liked.
Yeah.
We're not, I mean, I know you're not going to be able to name five guys in the current roster right now.
Right? Nope.
And you're not to blame. you're not to blame. The audience has become such a niche. They used to get like higher ratings. Right. They used to beat Monday Night Football back in the late 90s. They barely get like 2.5 million.
Yeah.
Right? So you have your niche audience and that's it. They're a corporation. I would think they'd want to grow it.
Oh, yeah.
So with that said, the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, here we go.
Of wrestling theme songs. And I have a feeling I know what you're going to pick because it's going to be from those eras.
It's all nostalgic, bro.
Correct.
It's back when I thought wrestling was real, bro.
Did you seriously think wrestling was real?
When I was in elementary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In elementary, I did.
See, I kept wanting to believe it was real.
A couple years out of that, I was like, that's not real.
Okay. You figured it out, like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with it. I want to hear this.
Okay, so I'm going to go. Am I doing like 1, 2, 3, 4? Like the top one is the last one?
Well, like, no, you don't have to. Be, just rush more out, like the statue.
Okay, I'm going to go with one, bro. Not my number one.
Okay.
But probably in the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Is Ric Flair's open song.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
The name is called what?
2001. The Space Odyssey theme.
Right.
From the movie.
Which is also Sprach Zarathustra, Opera 30.
Gesundheit.
That's like produced by Richard Strauss. I researched that. Yes.
Wow.
Space Odyssey, but that's actually the symphonetic thing. So classic, right? We used it.
Yes.
It's
a classic. You automatically is going to know.
Ric Flair, bro.
I think more so that people are going to know that for Ric Flair than the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say. I think. Yeah.
Was that in your top at all? No. No, it wasn't.
It is in there. Is it a top one? Yes.
It's in my Mount Rushmore. Okay. Ric Flair's opening song.
I'm not mad at that. That's good.
Okay. What you got?
Okay. So I gotta go with Ultimate Warrior.
Oh. Nice.
Ultimate Warrior, the most perfect song for a guy.
What song was his intro?
It's just straight up fire. You know the Ultimate Warrior. I should just play these right now.
I know it, but I just I wasn't thinking
about
it.
I'll play it for everybody. Everybody, as soon as like the first second of Ultimate Warrior is gonna come out, you guys are gonna know. Okay,
I'm gonna
look this
go.
Up right now.
Agree.
Everybody is gonna know this. The Ultimate Warrior theme song. I'm looking it up right now. We got it. Here we go, everyone.
Here we go. Oh yeah.
Everybody's gonna know this.
What is the name? Just Ultimate Warrior theme song.
Well, it's made by the guy who created it is the name of Jim Johnston.
Okay.
He recently got released from the WWE.
Wow. But he was there that long?
He made the themes.
Wow.
So he made all this. He's a guitar player. He created this. It said it took him, the backstory was it took him 5 minutes to make this theme.
It's like spell doing designs.
Yeah, because he basically watched the highlights. He saw Warrior. That's it.
Wow.
And here's a hip hop factoid to the Ultimate Warrior theme. You're going to love this.
Oh, here we go, bro.
He created that beat on an SP-1200.
Right? Oh, bro, there we go.
So Ultimate Warrior is hip-hop.
Ultimate
Warrior beat is hip-hop. Bro. SP-1200 was created. The theme was created from the SP-1200. That's real.
Hey, thank you, Kay.
Oh, there you go.
KF Cons. Thank you for the compliment.
You, there you go. Thank you.
But
so I'm sure, Spell, I don't know if you knew about that, but Ultimate Warrior theme song is
Ultimate Warrior
beat.
Should we make a shirt? Ultimate Warrior is hip-hop.
That would sell.
Right? Ultimate Warriors Hip Hop.
That would sell.
R.I.P.
So anybody that remembers the SP-1200 out there, that was created for like pretty much like all of 90s hip hop.
Yeah, Premier used it.
Yeah.
All DIC used it. You know?
Ultimate Warrior used it.
Ultimate Warriors.
The
wow.
Theme was that.
That's a good one, bro. Yeah.
So
good
there
one.
You go. There you go.
Okay, you want to know for my second one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not up on the new WWE.
Of course.
Well, even the new WWE within the decade, last decade.
Yeah.
I'm really not up on it.
I don't blame it. It's understandable.
Hey, Spell didn't know it, bro.
Oh, yes, bro. For real. Yeah.
Yeah. The Warrior changed my life. Yeah, I think Warrior changed all our lives, bro. That's on some dork level right there.
But he's right.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
as a kid, once again, a larger than life superhero.
Yeah.
You don't see that.
You don't see it.
But yeah, what do you got?
Next one I got is, this is a weird one for me because I'm not a big wrestling fan in this past decade.
Yeah.
But this guy is hip hop to some extent.
Okay.
He's worked with the Merce.
Yes.
It is John Cena's song, You Can't See Me, Bro.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
Do you know why I picked this song?
I have a feeling, but go
tell because me. It basically sounds like Annie Up.
Pretty much, yes. You know, John Cena had a song before that as his theme, which was a more... It was produced by Alchemist.
Right, right.
You remember that one?
I actually remember that one. Okay. But I didn't know Alchemist produced it, though.
Yeah, he's down with all those guys.
Right.
Soul Assassins and all those guys, yeah.
Oh, see, so yeah, so I know he did tracks with Merce.
Yeah.
And the John Cena, You Can't See Me, just the way it comes in, you know, with the horns.
It is, yeah.
And it has, I think it has.
It's a memorable.
It has a sample, what has one of the MOP guys sample at the beginning.
Is it?
Yelling something, yeah.
Okay.
But you know, on ESPN, they always use it.
They play it right.
They always use it, but they have the clip. John Cena. And it makes me laugh every time I hear it because they play it interrupting the next, you know.
Yes.
And I just started laughing at it. And then I said, you know what? It sounds like Annie Up, bro.
It does.
So was it made? Was that an Alchemist beat too?
I'm not sure who did that one.
Who did the John Cena one? It's got to be
that
somebody.
Came out in 04.
Because who did MOP's Annie Up?
Oh, good.
Was it like Easy Mo B? Was it like?
It was Easy LP.
No, it was on a Toyota commercial. Yeah,
it was on a Toyota commercial. Yeah, but I'm not even sure who did that.
Let's look up that real quick. What we
John Cena theme was played at the Sleep Times Over Dinner. In Salute to Holly's course.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
You know Sean Hyman, longtime close personal
friend. Right.
He's the number one John Cena fan.
Oh, he is.
Yes.
No way.
I have no idea why. But, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know he was the number one John Cena fan.
And he's a hip hop guy. I mean, his whole gimmick back in the day,
right?
He would freestyle and he would like battle people and call them out.
Right.
And he was a freestyle battle rapper guy. That was his gimmick. And then he kind of evolved into just, you know, this.
Causes the, so his studio album. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't know he had Esoteric and Bumpy Knuckles on his album.
Oh, yeah. Bumpy Knuckles is on there, yep.
You Can't See Me, produced by, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. I don't know who James McEwen is. Todd Spatafore.
Todd Splat the Floor.
Yep. Jake Dutton. But Eli Nachowicz, isn't that Alchemist?
Eli, Dad, I don't know. That is what real name or his alias?
I don't know. But anyway, so that's my second one.
So you got Flair and Cena.
Flair and Cena. That is just the way it comes in. It sounds like Annie Up to me, man. I'm taking this from a hip-hop perspective.
Okay.
And the fact that they use on ESPN all the time.
Right.
When they want to interrupt somebody.
Right.
John Cena,
it's comical, right?
I just laughed my ass off.
Yes, so. It's comical.
Oh, Just Blaze. Was it Just Blaze? It could be. It sounds like a Just Blaze.
Oh, Just Blaze did Annie Up. That makes sense.
So it makes sense. Maybe Just Blaze did it, yeah.
Right. IG coming in hard with the answers.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so next one.
What you got?
Now, this one is, I don't want to use a tie, but for this one, I'm going to have to.
Brian,
I'm going to sell why this is a tie. Hulk Hogan, as we all know.
Okay.
We all know the song Real American.
Okay.
Incredible theme song.
Wait, stop before we do this.
Yeah.
Jake One.
Oh, Jake One?
Jake One did.
Of Jake One and Cutfather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake One did.
That's a factoid.
Jake One, bruh. Jake Dutton is the guy that produced
the Cena song.
Cena song.
He's getting residuals.
He's one of my favorite producers.
He's making some cash.
So anyway, sorry.
I had to get that out of the way. But Real American, Hulk Hogan.
Right.
You know that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Everybody knows that song.
That's my freaking jam right there, bro.
It is the most perfect song for a guy. Which, that song was not created for him.
Oh.
Factoid. That song was originally made for, if you remember Mike Rotunda.
Yeah, I do remember Mike Rotunda.
Remember Barry Windham?
Yes, of course.
They were a tag team called the U.S. Express.
Yes.
It was on the first wrestling album.
Oh, and it wasn't made
1985,
for them.
It was made for them. Rotunda wow. and Barry Windham were the tag team.
I love Barry Windham.
Barry Windham got hurt.
Okay.
He was out for a while.
Right.
So they had this song. They had this great song. What are we going to do? Before Hogan used that song, he used another song, which is My Tie.
Oh.
For Real American. Eye of the Tiger.
Mm.
Hogan would come out to Eye of the Tiger because he was on Rocky III.
Right.
Rocky
III. Right.
I still think to this day, when Hogan used to come out to Eye of the Tiger, was hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that.
That was great. And it used him, he would come in like from Madison Square Garden, they have that hallway.
Yeah.
If you ever recall. And blast that song, comes out, boom. Kind of the way Ultimate Warriors won.
Right.
So I have to go with, as much as Real American is such a automatic.
Tie.
I got to go tie if we can make a mashup. Eye of the Tiger.
Real American. Was Real American made by, is it Frank Stallone? Frank White? Frank?
No, that was made by this guy, Derringer. Rick Derringer.
Wow.
And he worked with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Yes. There you go. Spell agrees there. But yeah, so they made the wrestling album,
right,
which is a WWF created music, the first wrestling songs they made.
Right.
And that was on there.
Wow.
Not for Hogan.
Wow. And it was a Real American.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for Hogan.
It was
for Windham. It was for Windham and Rotunda.
Yeah. Windham got hurt.
Wow.
They broke up. They got this great song. It was like, all right, you know what? Why not, Hulk? You're the guy.
Bro, that's the guy, bro.
And perfect. It perfectly matched.
Hey, man. That's my childhood right there, bro.
Of course.
Ripping the t-shirt, 20 sexes, punch up pythons.
Of course.
The Florida tan, everything, bro.
But you see that whole persona? Do you see that now?
That's very true, bro.
Maybe you see that in Cena. Yeah. But you don't see something of that larger than
The last time was maybe Cena and Cold Stone. Cold Stone.
Creamery?
Cold Stone. That's late, dude. Stone Cold.
Okay, Stone Cold, The Rock.
He kind of had The Rock. Those are like, yeah, right. You're right. I don't watch wrestling, but those are iconic individuals.
Correct.
The rest are kind of like,
Right.
Right. I don't think I can name, who's the heavyweight champion?
Right now?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
There's two.
See, that's what's stupid about
it.
It's freaking dumb, bro.
There's two.
Well, Intercontinental no more, right? No more U.S. champion.
There's
no more.
Intercontinental.
There's a TV champion, bro.
I wish there was a TV champion. There's no hardcore champion.
Well, no hardcore champion anymore?
No, there's no more hardcore champion. AJ Styles is one.
Okay, yeah. Champion. And that comes down with the whole Bullet Club style. Yeah, yeah.
And that's overrated.
Right.
It's
good for a shirt, though. Good for a shirt.
Bullet Club, I'll buy that shirt. That's a cool shirt.
Thank you. Spell right there.
But
five mics, bro. If everybody noticed, the subliminal five mics is on the shirt, bro. Look at that shirt. There's five mics.
I got to look at that.
Val Venus.
Val Venus theme song was pretty cool. I got to say, yes. Val Venus, you remember him, right?
Yeah.
He was the porn star.
Yeah.
That was his gimmick.
Right? I remember.
That was good, and that was perfect for the time.
Funny thing is me and my brothers, we made cardboard championship belts.
Recently?
No. Not recently. We made the TV championship.
Okay.
We made the Intercontinental, made the US, and we made the heavyweight championship. So I had three brothers, so obviously we all held the championship.
Congrats. Okay, who you got?
Well, shoot, bro. You took mine, bro.
This segment going on 10 hours right now.
Hulk Hogan, bro. Real American, bro.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone will put that song.
What's up, brother?
Everyone's going to put that on their Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
That is in the know of wrestling as general.
Bruh, yeah, you cannot.
So, of course, that's totally fine.
Give me chicken skin just thinking about it, bro.
It is, it's good.
I'm sorry, but it's just my childhood.
You remember Hogan coming out to Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, yeah, I remember that too.
Okay, because that was something.
But I don't remember the transition. That's the funny part. Like, I don't remember the transition, like Eye of the Tiger transition to Real American. I'm trying to think about it right now.
It was in 85.
Yeah, I don't remember where I was, or I don't know if I noticed or what.
Well, I don't think a lot of people noticed. Okay, so Hogan came in 1984.
Right.
He came from the AWA.
Right. I remember AWA, yeah.
He was using Eye of the Tiger in the AWA.
Okay.
It was really was because of him doing the Rocky movie that led to him getting out of there.
Right.
Going to the WWF. So they brought him to WWF. He was still using Eye of the Tiger. They brought him in to beat Iron Sheik.
Right.
They did that real quick. They get the belt on him because they knew that they're going to ride the train. And they released the wrestling album in 85, and then 85 was the transitional year.
Right.
After WrestleMania, then they used Real American. Because the original WrestleMania.
That's what S-double-O.
No, they still did.
Oh, they still did Eye of the Tiger.
They still did Eye of the Tiger WrestleMania, yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling Geek Talk of the 80s and 90s. Welcome, with everyone. Kevin the Catalyst and Zach Wurst.
At midnight.
Yeah.
How creepy is this?
I got to work tomorrow. I can't work
at 6 a.m.
I got to go rehab.
So, where are we? Okay, so you got Hogan. Yeah. You got Cena.
Yeah, Hogan, you got Cena, Flair. Let's give you your next one.
So, I got Warrior. I got the hybrid Hogan.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, Warrior, hybrid Hogan.
Yeah, and then Ultimate Warrior.
I got to go with this one because this is one right off the bat. I got to throw it before I forget. Stone Cold.
Oh.
The original Stone Cold. There you with go, the glass man. Breaking.
Yeah.
And the whole, it's like that menacing beat that you know when it comes and it would hit.
Right.
And the crowd would go crazy because that's how the crowd was back then. So I got to put Stone Cold in there.
Did you like seeing Stone Cold come back for the 25th?
He was always my favorite.
Right. Favorite of the new. The newest.
Of all time.
All time. All time. Well,
my top three always will be Flair, Rock, and Austin.
Wow.
That's my top three, like, mega guys. And then I've got, like, the under.
Right.
Well, okay, so, like, how that song was created. He's playing the guy Jim Johnston again. Oh. The guy, same guy. You remember the beat of this. It's right. The glass crashing. Yeah. Everything. Okay, so before that beat was created, they did a thing where Austin went to Brian Pillman's house.
Wow.
You remember Brian Pillman?
I do. Flying Brian. Okay.
He played for the Bengals.
Right.
Okay. So he goes to Brian Pillman's house because Pillman was like, you know what, they were having a feud. And then Austin says, you know, I'm going to come over to your house because you're injured. I'm gonna beat the hell out of your house. I'm going to break into your house. So they have a camera at Pillman's house with his wife, and they're waiting for him to come.
Right.
And he has his football friends waiting outside, like, waiting for him to come up. And if Austin 316 wants to come, Pillman 9mm gonna come, bro. And he had the gun.
Oh, bro.
So the first time they used a gun.
Wow.
In wrestling.
But that's pretty rare.
Pillman had a gun. And Austin's beat up his friends. Austin breaks into the house, breaks the door, glass crashing.
Whoa.
Rushes in. Pillman got the gun, aims the gun right at Austin, and they cut the scene.
Oh.
And they cut it. Oh, no, we got this camera. Camera's down. Oh, what's going on? It's crazy. It's crazy. And then they cut back. Austin ran away. All crazy, crazy, crazy. USA was going to pull the plug on Raw.
Wow.
They were going to be like, you can't be doing that crap.
With a gun.
With a gun. You can't be trying to kill people and shoot people. So they had to come out after next week and be like, we apologize for what happened. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, we're not going to do that again.
Wow.
And it was because of that moment, that's where the guy got the idea, the glass shattering.
Mm.
So the glass shattering is the salute to the whole Pillman angle. Yeah. Any wrestling fan, Spelman remembers this.
Yeah.
The Pillman angle where Austin breaks in, that's the glass, that's the symbolic of the song.
Wow.
There you go.
What happened to Pillman? Is he...
Pillman died.
Okay, rest in peace. I had a feeling and I wanted to ask one. Flying Brian.
Yes. He was great. He would have been my all-time as well.
Wow.
If he stayed alive, he would have been a world champion.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
He was a great personality. Okay, so there's three. You got your last one.
Okay, my last one, bro. This is going to be... This one is like up there with Hogan, bro.
Okay.
Over Ric Flair, over Cena. Up there with Hogan, but maybe like, you know, I don't know. Like tied with, you know, tied. So here we go. The last one for me is Iron Man, Black Sabbath. Oh. Ozzy Osbourne.
Road Warriors.
Road Warriors, bro.
There you go. Yes.
Sorry, DX is like not really my thing. Road Warriors, bro.
Road Warriors, yeah.
When you heard excellent. That song, ring, yeah. And you like to look, then everyone's looking around. Then you just see them come out and they kick ass, bro. How could you not even freaking get hype, bro?
That, yeah. I can't debate you.
Man.
And they're coming out, and they rush the ring.
They rush the ring, and they beat up the guys, and pow.
Yeah.
They walk out.
Oh, that's an excellent one. That's excellent.
Right? And it's like they fought everybody before it even happened, pretty much. I mean, sometimes they'd get past it.
That's a great one.
But that one is like, that always stuck in my head. I mean, like, you know, because back when I was a kid, you couldn't listen to Ozzy Osbourne. Or Black Sabbath. I don't
think we knew who Ozzy Osbourne was until that.
I guess.
Did you even know who Ozzy Osbourne was until that song?
No, not really, bro.
I mean, quite frankly.
I mean, through digging later on.
Yeah.
I learned about the breaks that they have on the Black Sabbath records.
Right.
But that song, Iron Man, bro, I remember there was no internet, so you had to go figure out what the frick is this song like.
Right.
Bro, what is this song, bro? Iron Man, you say, I am Iron Man.
It was a heavy hardcore song.
And I didn't know anybody that was into hard, like heavy metal and stuff.
There was nothing like that close.
But when I found it, I was like, oh, I found it. I felt like I found a freaking amazing, platinum right? album, bro. Right.
It was amazing. When you found it and you finally figured it yeah. out, amazing.
But to me,
that's excellent.
Like, that's almost like up there with Hogan. It was different eras of my life, right? Hogan was elementary.
Yeah.
Road Warriors was kind of elementary, but I was a little older.
Yeah.
So I had a little more edge to it because they had like the face paint.
Yeah.
They had the spikes, bro. Right. Right. Came in, right? Who's the manager?
Precious Paul Ellery.
There you go.
Yes. Okay, so let's end this out because we've been on for 3 hours.
Oh, God. Yeah, we have a good one. Razor Ramon. Okay, so Freebirds, bro. Yeah.
Let's go with, okay, let's go with some nominate, some, to be considered to honorable mentions.
Okay.
Call it.
Bring it on.
Razor Ramon's theme song is excellent.
Right.
The DX theme is excellent.
Right.
I'm not going to front on that one. That was a good one.
Freebirds?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, Jake Snake. Yeah, Jake the Snake.
Okay, so now going to the last one.
Oh.
Midnight Express. I gotta say, Midnight Express is a great theme.
Yeah, great one.
That's from the movie The Chase. Okay.
I feel like I'm going to listen to all this in my car.
Edge is a great one. Yeah. Piper is great.
Oh, these Piper. Yeah, excellent. Rest in peace.
Million Dollar Man is great.
Oh, bro, that's a good one.
But if we had to do the Rushmore.
Okay. This is your Rush.
The final one.
Everything.
Now we got Warrior.
Yeah.
We got the hybrid Hogan.
Right.
We got Stone Cold.
Right.
The fourth and final one.
What was your fourth one, bro?
These guys were the first guys ever to do it.
Oh, cool.
These were the first guys ever to have rock and roll as a music.
Okay.
Wrestlers would not come out to music at all.
Right.
These were the first guys to come out to music.
Rock and roll.
And these guys were the Freebirds. Bad Street.
No, bro, there
that's
you go.
That's it. Bad Street is in there.
Quiet. Night claps.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Freebirds is the last in my... Because no one's ever had any... no one's ever had any music.
Well, we talked about the Freebirds, too. Yeah?
Yes.
So...
Fabulous Freebirds.
I cannot. Bad Street USA. Yeah, I cannot.
I guess we have to play this one for people that don't know.
I think we played it on the podcast before.
Yes, we have, I think. But... as you know, the Freebirds were three guys.
Undertaker. People voted Undertaker.
Undertaker's good, too.
Yeah.
Granted, it takes them half an hour to go down the go down the aisle, and then you fall asleep.
After a while, I was falling asleep. That's why I changed the channel, bro. Mm-hmm. Freebirds.
There you go.
You guys were streaming for 3 hours.
We feel like we're streaming for 3 hours. You know this song, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of
Michael
course.
PSAs. You guys know this, right?
Yeah, I think we did it at the podcast and you sang it at one point.
I believe you did. Which just shows the nerd and virginisms that go on in the show at 12:15 a.m.
So, but
yeah. So, last one is Freebirds. It has to be Freebirds. No one's ever did it before then.
So, your final four was altogether?
Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior.
I have the Tiger, Real American Tie.
Tie. Split Face.
The Split Face.
Yeah.
Stone Cold. Fabulous. Freebirds.
Yes. There you go. That's mine's it. Mine's was Ric Flair, of course.
Yeah.
Right? The Space Odyssey. John Cena. You can't see me. For the hip hop value, guys. And now I know it's produced by Jake One. I love it even more.
Oh, and then don't forget Ultimate Warrior is an SP1200 beat.
SP1200.
So all the hip hop guys.
Bro, all the hip hop guys.
SP1200.
So we get with the virgin nerd wrestlers and we get the hip hop heads, bro.
A lot of guys not getting laid right now.
Okay. So Hulk Hogan, I'm a Real American.
Yes.
And then the last one for me, which is probably my clincher, Road Warriors.
That's excellent.
Black Sabbath.
That would
Ozzy,
totally be on there.
Iron Man.
Yeah. That would totally be on there. Yeah.
That's it for That's our... Right. So if you guys got something, look, Nakamura's theme is my number one.
Do you know who Nakamura is, Kevin?
Not that much. Yeah, very good. Yeah. That's why Spell is the guy.
Spell's holding on to the new generation. Holding on by... I'm close to checking out. So
was Nakamura part of the Bullet Club?
Everyone was part of the Bullet Club. Everybody's part of the Bullet Club. Everybody joined.
Everybody, bro. Anyway, so that is our...
Overrated, bro.
Okay. Oh, his and ours.
Mount Rushmore of wrestling themes.
Wrestling themes, yeah.
We need to take a break.
Yeah.
We gotta get out of here.
So everybody, let us know what yours is. Sleeptimesover@gmail.com. Sleeptimesover. Everything. IG, obviously watching it. Let us know your top four.
We'll be back.
Sleeptimesover. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Michaela here, letting you know the Sleep Time's Over shirt and women's tank tops are now available in all sizes. Get them for you or as a gift for that special someone. Don't be a Yahoo and order now on lightsleepers.net. Or see Cabot in person at the Light Sleeper store located on 2009 South King Street. Don't sleep.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Sleep Time's Over Nights.
Hey.
Now, I hope we finally nailed that.
Gucci gang. It's lit tonight. So, this is our last segment, guys. Sleep Time's Over Nights.
So,
get rid of 21 Savage. Yeah, bro. Get rid of all those guys, bro.
All of them, but.
Get every little Uzi, little ramp, little vert, little
anything
pump, little 21 Savage.
There's too many. Don't forget the Will Smith's kid. Okay, yeah.
Top five. Here we go, bro. We're straight into it, bro. You want to go? You want to start? Want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll start with this.
Here we go. Top five rappers that should stop rapping in 2018.
Okay. In no particular order.
Sleep Time's Over, by the way.
Yes, okay. No particular order. Number one.
Number one. Here we go.
Eminem got to go.
Whoa, bro. Eminem, bro.
I'm tired of Eminem.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
I'm tired of Eminem. His rants.
Right.
Name five great Eminem songs.
I can't hear you, anyone. Is anyone got anything? No. Because he hasn't done anything.
Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
I mean, he's clearly, okay, he's a battle rapper that gained the white audience.
Right.
When you gain the white audience, off you go. You can do no wrong.
Yeah, you can do no wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why Dr. Dre signed him, because Dr. Dre is a brilliant guy.
He should be touring with ICP, bruh. Insane Clown Posse.
He should. But what has Eminem done? As a club song? Any DJs out there play any Eminem songs in the club? If there's a bunch of Howleys, maybe you would, right? But you're not.
That's kind of true, bruh.
No one's playing that crap, okay?
Eminem, bruh.
What? And then we're going to go, oh, what about the song Stan with the kind Fido Dido? I don't give a damn.
Never mind, brah.
Eminem, that's it.
Eminem, you out the list, brah.
Get the gas face,
brah. Rip it up, brah. When you people working out should play Eminem song. Very true. You could play Eminem
Very
song.
Very good. You could play Eminem.
But his beat suck, we'll brah.
You got to lose yourself in the music, the moment.
Yeah. Okay. My number one, brah.
Yeah, here you go.
Number one, but this is like no particular order.
Yes, of the five.
Puff Daddy.
As a rapper?
Yeah. I don't ever want to hear Puff Daddy ever again, bro.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want to hear Puff Daddy ever.
You're just tired of the whole
shtick. I just want Puff Daddy to shut up.
Oh, the whole shtick. Got it.
Puff Daddy should not be rapping in 2018. He shouldn't be rapping in 2017. He shouldn't have been rapping in 1997, in 2007. Bruh.
He should have never started rapping. When he was on Dolly My Baby Remix.
Oh, God.
In 1991.
That's you losing everybody, bruh.
Exactly. He was on there.
He still raps. Yeah, I know, right? But I'm just saying it because I need him to shut up already.
It's garbage.
Puff Daddy is garbage, bruh.
He's smart. He's a smart guy. This has nothing to do with him being smart or anything. He just should not be rhyming.
Actually, you know what? Maybe he doesn't count because he already know everybody doesn't want him to rap.
Yeah, and he's a businessman kind of guy. Because he's just kind of like the sidekick guy. He's not like a straight up album of 12 Puff Daddy songs.
See, if people ask, does he still rap? He does. But nobody hears it anymore.
Right.
He makes these little cameos. Every year he makes one, two songs.
Right.
Right? Because he still owns Bad Boys. So he goes and does his little cameo. But he shouldn't even be rapping, bruh.
He should not.
Yeah.
He's just doing because, you know what, like a certain guy said, the zany producer getting up on the videos.
Yeah.
dancing around, stepped in a row. Suge Knight was right, right?
Yeah, Suge Knight was right. So I say Puff Daddy, even though it's obvious.
All
right. Okay. Diddy had beats, though. Diddy got no beats, bro. Diddy is in the same category as Dr. Dre with beats for me.
Okay.
Diddy is not a great producer, you guys. I'm going to fight with our...
Oh, Diddy's not a great
producer. I'm going to fight with everybody, bro.
No. I'm going to fight you on this.
You guys, Diddy and Dre, they only use loops, bro. And they recreate it. They recreate it with live bands. Listen right. to the beats, bro. If you're a digger, you should know.
Diddy's beats are trash.
Diddy beats are trash. Diddy's beats are trash.
I wouldn't put him with Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre, I think his beats are whack.
But Dre is way better than Diddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Diddy
just took
loops.
But I think Dre is overrated. No, Diddy's, okay, Diddy's whack in all sense.
Okay.
Business, maybe he can do good. Dre, I think he's overrated in beats.
I would say go with that. I wouldn't call him trash.
No, he's not trash.
I would say he's overrated.
I'm going to die. That's why. He's part of the Illuminati, bro.
Step to the row.
Dre's part of the Illuminati, bro.
But Diddy, there's no
Rothschild, bro.
There's no creative. You're doing beats of tomorrow.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna be anything on the level of a complex type of beat.
Oh no,
nothing of that level,
dude. And you guys know, right? Like Dre had DJ Exile and whatchamacallit, Allo Black.
Yes,
Ghost produced. And same did Jake One for Dr. Dre. People don't know.
Jake One did do Dr. Dre.
They ghost produced for Dre.
Yeah.
So maybe a lot of Dre's dope beats.
Yeah.
Was ghost produced by younger producers, bro.
Right, right. Well, I mean, like produce, you know, putting the beats together, putting the whole, the aura of the song, putting, much like Dr. Dre is a smart guy with Eminem.
Right.
Putting the kiddie beats next to his crazy psycho talking.
Right.
Mishmash, that's a producer putting the gimmick together, putting the character of Eminem together.
Dre's best beat was Deep Cover.
Oh, that was a great
That's
beat.
It, bro. All the stuff he did for Snoop for himself is straight loops, people. Straight loops, dude.
And he was already doing that. It wasn't groundbreaking.
Yeah.
He was already doing that with NWA.
Right. It basically, he got a one Parliament Funkadelic record and looped the damn thing.
All the thing. Yeah.
I'm not even hating on him. It's just obvious, bro.
Right.
But I was fooled for years.
Right.
I thought Dre was amazing.
Right.
See, I started digging harder. I was like, wait a minute. Eminem, Hi, My Name Is? That's freaking...
Straight loop.
It's a loop thrown into a processor and boosted up with drums. Like, right. I do that. Like, it doesn't...
Right. So, sorry, yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, though, man.
I know what you're saying. Yes, I got...
That sample, the Hi, My Name Is, bro.
It's waste time. Eminem is waste time.
It worked, though. Nah, it worked, though. But I'm just saying,
But did you buy it?
Yeah. Did anybody buy that Hi, My Name Is?
Does anybody listen to it in their car and be like, you know what, I'm going to put in this new Eminem album right now. I'm going to listen to this in the car right now. You know what? I'm going to go from Makiki to Pearl Ridge, get enough time for listen to the Eminem album. That's said by no one. Okay.
Rolled on the gangster.
Okay, so what you got? You got Puff Daddy.
Everybody could hate us.
Puff Daddy, and what else you got?
I got Puff Daddy, and I got somehow Dre came on his first time rapping.
Oh, yeah. You had another guy.
Okay, anyway. No, that was Puff Daddy. That's
Got it.
We kind of went into Dre, but yeah.
Okay, got it. You're not going to put Dre on there?
No.
Okay, so you got Puff Daddy. I got Eminem.
Right.
So my second one, I got to go with the man known as Dre's confidant. Snoop Doggy Dogg, bro. Snoop Dogg got to get out of here already. Snoop Dogg got 10 million albums.
Right.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
Every commercial, every TV show.
Martha Stewart.
Pushing everything. Martha Stewart, for God's sakes. He's a smart guy.
Smart businessman.
This has nothing to do with him being a businessman or bad. He's an excellent businessman. He's selling himself brilliantly. Just don't make any more albums.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last relevant Snoop album? Exactly.
Old already.
When was the last time you actually bought a Snoop album? It was like, all right, I'm going to check this out. This, you know what? I'm going to give this my time.
I remember,
said what,
bro.
2000? 1997?
What was his last good album? The regular Snoop Lion, bro.
Snoop Lion? Or the one he did with Master P?
Ooh,
the games. It's hip to the game to be with the same.
I don't know about that one. 93. Yeah, 93. There you go, bro. Frankie knows.
And you know what? Doggy Style was okay.
Yeah, it was good now.
It wasn't this massive classic.
Yeah.
People were just hyped about it because that was the next album after The Chronic.
Nah, Doggy Style. Okay, I gotta go listen to it again.
Doggy Style was a good album.
It was a good album, good album.
But it was a very hyped album. Because we were all waiting for the next Dr. Dre creation.
So what was better, Warren G's Regulate album or Snoop Dogg's album?
Warren G's Regulate album was cleaner in production.
if you notice, the production was clean.
Because Warren G, dude.
It wasn't that grimy style that we all know. Yeah. He was the first guy to really synthesize and clean up. You as a producer would know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was good, though, because Warren G rhyming and production is okay.
And he spelt wrong in there and everything.
There's that, yes. What's next? What's NXT? I remember that. Yeah. So, yeah, Snoop, Eminem, oddly enough, two Dre guys. Okay, what do you got?
Mine's is French Montana.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
I don't know why he's even rapping, and he's down with Diddy. He's on Bad Boy, I think.
Do we know the backstory of this guy?
I don't know. He popped up, I don't know where, and I peeped it because all the young kids like him.
Yeah.
And he's garbage, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It there's no worth to it.
Right.
He had a good beat in his first song, The Lords of the Underground beat, the Funky Child beat, which they took it well. They did it well. Oh, he is from Harlem. Okay.
Okay.
But it's just so like he's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Diddy is.
I try to listen to what the kids like, right? And I don't see what's so good about him. Like, he lyrically is terrible. He doesn't have a good voice. Like, you know, like someone said Rick Ross. I think Rick Ross at least has sonically like a
Rick Ross has a good voice.
Has a big voice.
Yeah.
He might not be the most lyrical, but French Montana is way whacker than this dude. But, I mean, what do I know? But he should just stop rapping, dude. Is it because he went out with Khloe Kardashian, I think?
He did.
He went out with one of the Kardashians, bro.
A non-NBA player.
A non-NBA player.
Wow. Yeah, I did not know that.
So anyway, I think French Montana should stop rapping.
I think we give French Montana one more year.
Shut down Big Boy already. I mean, Big Boy. Shut down Bad Boy, bro. All the rappers on Bad Boy, shut them down, bro.
Bad Boy. Yes, I think French Montana will be irrelevant in 2019. I give him one more year.
He says his voice sounds cool. I gotta go listen to him again, cause I don't know, man. It sounds like he's an actor, bro.
Okay, I can see what he's saying with the voice.
Yeah.
Because he sounds like a French Montana, sounds like an Al Pacino esque right. New Yorker.
Right.
That's kind of a slang.
Yeah.
Which I would have missed. You don't see it right. So I can see how that. Then he should just go into TV.
Yeah.
Just become an actor, like you said. Don't need to make an album.
Yeah.
Just go act.
Just go listen to Jedi Mind Tricks, bro. There you go. Totally. Pow.
Can imagine that.
Listen to Jedi Mind Tricks, bro. You hear Al Pacino and that kind of stuff? That Jedi Mind
French
Tricks.
Montana listening to Jedi Mind Tricks. Film that one.
Or anybody listen to Jedi Mind
Tricks. Listening to him like this.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. So French Montana, get rid of that guy, bro.
We got five of these guys, huh?
Yeah. Keep going, bro. Okay. Keep it firing, bro.
All right. So we got Snoop.
Snoop.
We got Eminem.
Eminem. That's good ones.
Third one. Now, we could mention old guys.
Yeah.
But they're not really relevant anymore.
Right.
So if we have to dig into like a guy that was from the 2000 to now, I'm going to throw this out there. Fat Joe.
Oh, Fat Joe.
Your time has come.
Wow.
You're trying. You're hanging in there.
You did have that one hit though, right?
All the way up. Well, before you go all the way down, time to hang him up, man.
Fat Joe should just be Fat Joe the Gangsta, bro.
I commend you for being in the game for so long.
Yeah.
And who would have thought that in 1993, when Fat Joe first came out, right. Fat Joe the Gangsta, we'd go to 2018.
Gotta flow, Joe. Gotta flow,
who
Joe.
Who would have thought that that
gotta,
would be still relevant now?
Yeah.
When
did Lean Back come in?
Mid-2000s.
And then he came back. He kind of did his thing.
Yeah.
And then he came back.
He always came out with a hit.
Right.
Took some time off, hit.
Never helped Pun's wife.
That is correct.
That's sad, bro.
That is correct.
And Pun's son is going to murder everybody with his lyrics,
probably,
bro.
Probably, yes.
Chris Rivers, don't.
Because Big Pun, if he stayed alive, would be on the same level.
Maybe he killed Big Pun, bro.
Well, I mean, wasn't it a health issue?
Oh, yeah, it was,
Who knows? Maybe he put too much oil in the fry.
too much fried chicken.
Too much MSG. But Fat Joe, gotta get out of here.
Rest in peace.
Fat Joe should not. I give him credit for still being in there.
Right.
But where else is he gonna go with it? I mean, what other hit can he come up with in 2020? In 2019?
Watch, bro. He's gonna come out of nowhere and make another freaking hit.
He did it before.
Called like Move Your Elbow or something.
Oh, my. See, gonna eat crow, so I'm gonna move my elbow. And I forget it. That's too late.
I miss Joe the Fat Gangster, bro.
I'm just shocked that a guy who's in Digging in the Crates.
Yeah, Joey Crack.
A hip-hop nerd.
Yeah.
We all bow down to Digging the Crates. All
yeah.
of us nerds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? You got to bow down to the crates.
He was the guy that made it.
Yeah.
We're all talking about, oh, yeah, Lord Furness is dope, bro. Yeah. You're going to be the guy. Nope.
Nope. He well, if Big L never died, he would be the guy.
Big L, if he did, I correct. I agree. Right. Yes. Big L would have still be around.
He only does guest verses on DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled needs to stop everything. He's a positive dude, though. So that's why I'm not on this. Anyway, Fat Joe, keep on saying. Okay, my next one is.
Yep.
It's funny, Frank. I was going to say Nas. He's in my list somewhere, but I just couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't do it. But
I could do it.
Let's go back onto my list. And here we go. I'm going to group everybody in one little group. Get that? One little group is anybody with the surname Little.
All the Littles got to go.
From Little Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it. To Little Uzi, Little Vert, Little
Pump.
Pump, Little Pumpkin, Little.
Little G, Little Key.
Little G Key, Little Keek, Little Sneak, Little
F, Little O, Little B.
All these little dudes.
Yeah.
Bro, everybody should just get licked, bro. Everybody should just power ready.
What happened to the big dudes?
You don't have a lot. Big Shug.
And how long ago was he?
And Big Pun.
There's Big Pun, Big Crit.
Big Crit. Big Crit, Crit, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big L.
Big L.
Where are the bigs?
You know what? Maybe 2018 is time we bring the big back. Biggie Smalls.
Okay, so this brings up another point we talked about earlier. How men are soft.
Ooh.
How men are soft. They're walking around wearing blouses and mascara. This is why. Because they're calling themselves Little. Yeah, Little John. Everybody, Little, because they don't want to be men. They don't want to be big.
Wow.
So therefore, they're going to put on the blouse, put on the foundation, and go walk around with your purse. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Man, yeah. People got to knock it off with this whole, like, they're free to dress. Oh, but you know, in the 80s, Kiss dressed up in makeup. And in the 80s, the glam rock, bro, they're playing freaking rock and roll, people.
Yeah, those are rockers.
Yeah.
Those are punkers. Different mindset.
Different mindset, different time, it's different era.
Yeah.
Bro, no freaking women's blouses, no women purses.
Yeah.
Knock it off already, bro.
Yeah.
Tekashi 69, but I don't know what the hell that is.
Takashi, that's from Revenge of the Nerds, bro.
Rap was hard, yeah. See, people understand that, you know.
Rap was a hard thing.
Melly Mel, them dressed up with makeup, leather, but those guys could kick your ass.
Correct.
Okay, they could literally correct. Stomp you out, bro.
Correct.
Right?
So, okay. Granted, we're sounding like old men.
Yeah, we are freaking out. We're old men. We're old men, yeah.
So, take this a step further.
Yeah.
Just talk about society, of how you see guys under the age of 20 are not really the tough persona. In Hawaii, you see that. In the mainland, you see that, where they're just, they can't stand up for themselves. They don't have a way to just, you know, to pretty much stand up for themselves. Or just stay with that. They don't stand up for themselves. The new kids dressed like wrestlers, yeah. They're wearing all their tight, we make fun of the skinny jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
We make fun of the wearing the blouses.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're saying this. Men in blouses. And that's a thing. Jaden Smith. Right? That's what's happened. Every rapper has become soft.
Yeah.
There is all Littles because they all want to be little.
Yeah.
Because they want to appeal to probably girls. I guess. I don't know.
Right.
But that's, yeah.
Girls like girls? I don't know.
Girls like girls because they're more
girls like feminine. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, someone said Soul Sonic Force was undercover gay, right? Fufu.
Right.
But those guys could probably kick your ass. It's right. Like it's like the big Samoan, it's the Samoan family.
Yeah.
And with the one gay Samoan brother.
Yeah.
That played volleyball.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But can still freaking knock you out.
Right.
With one slap, brah.
Now you cannot tell.
Yeah.
You cannot tell what's going
cannot
on.
Cannot tell, brah.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Now it's like they couldn't even freaking punch through a paper cup.
You just, that's it. And that's, is that number three?
Yeah, it's number three. Okay. Everybody has great stuff over there.
Yeah, see, good comments.
Soft is the new black. Soft is Chicago the new black. Dudes. Yeah. Chicago dudes are only good with guns, bro. They only it's do guns, nice. Bro. Yeah, guns. Shoot them up. Bang, yeah. Bang.
Okay, who else? Okay, I got to keep recapping here. So how
many
we got? We got
Eminem.
I got Eminem. I got Snoop. And then I got Fat Joe.
I got Puff Daddy, French Montana, all the Littles.
Okay.
Is it my turn again or yours?
Well, it's basically, well, you took what I was going to. I would just be in agreement with you on this one.
Right.
It's for the Bumble rapper / Littles.
Right.
Yeah.
The Littles, yeah.
The Littles. They will be my number four.
Right.
So we go right on to your number four. What do you have here?
Okay, here we go, guys. What does it say? Real quick. Gang, gang, gang. I did not hear the New Castle Park EP. I need to hear it. Hook it up, brah. Right. Let me buy them. I'll buy them from you, brah. Okay, anyway, T.I. T.I., I think he stopped rapping already, T.I.
T.I. did cut it out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
T.I. is cool, bro. He did nothing wrong with me.
He never did nothing wrong to you.
No, but he okay, bro.
He never talks to
you. He's my homie, bro. T.I., bro. We go way back, bro.
He never give you gas money.
He got broke up. We broke up with the girl from Escape. That's what happened. That's what happened.
That got it. You know what? I'll tell you this. Escape got to go. Okay. In my R&B list. Escape, get out
here
of
here. Here we go, bro. Oh, you guys going to cry. Who needs to stop rapping? Kanye West, bro.
Yeah.
Knock it off, bro.
You're going crazy.
Knock it off.
That's your number four.
Stop making shoes that look like McGregor's, bro.
Hey, it's a good reference. Yeah. That's a good reference.
Knock it off, bro. Kanye West, bro.
Kanye West got to get out of here.
You know, he has a song, Old Kanye. Yeah, because you were dope back when you were the old Kanye. Frick, what the hell? What do you expect us to do, bro?
Yeah. Kanye is just, he's too far gone. He's too far gone in his whatever mind he's in, whatever world he is.
Yeah.
He's too far gone. I agree.
He needs to stop making kids. How many kids does Kanye have? I have no idea, bro.
He's or two, right? I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
They're called, what are they called? Poetry, lyric, beat, SP 200. I don't know what they're called.
NPC.
NPC.
Hey, can you see my key? NPC Blue.
NPC Blue. Pioneer.
Gemini. So,
he's whatever.
He has three. Did he has three freaking kids? Kanye has three kids. See, I don't know what's going on.
See, you
got
three Kardashians. Might as well three Kanyes.
Kanye should check in, bro. You know.
Might as well. You call
Kanye Illuminati, bro.
Hey, consequence. No ID. You guys can babysit for me or what? You guys not doing nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, Rhyme Fest. What you doing?
What you doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Ghost writing.
Here's another Chicago guy not doing nothing. He's going to be my number four.
Okay? Oh, no. I know he can say it, bro.
Chicago guy. Got to cut it out.
There you go.
He goes by the name of Common.
Ooh, that hurt, bro.
Common, get out of here.
Oh, I don't know, bro.
Once again, what has Common done the past 10 years except being John Wick 2? Okay? He's an actor. He's a smooth guy.
He's a decent actor.
Yeah. He can stay to acting because his rap career is over.
I can't name a Kanye song, but what I hear from
Kanye song?
I mean, either one.
Oh, either one. Okay.
Well, but what I hear from Kanye, I'm not digging. But what I hear from Common, bro, I like Common.
Okay, name a song of Common.
That's what I said. I can't name a song.
You cannot. Okay, right.
But what I hear, like the snippets and the tracks that I do hear, is dope.
Okay, that's great to hear.
So I'm going to just say that.
That's great. I'm not listening to it in the car.
Yeah, you're not listening, bro. I would listen to it in the car.
Because what is there to choose from? Common, first album, Can I Borrow a Dollar?
Oh, great album.
Excellent album. Common Resurrection.
Great album, bro.
Classic album.
Yeah.
Changed the whole aspect of his career.
Yeah.
Even One Day It All Makes Sense.
Very great album.
Great album. Great lyricist, of course. Yes, he does.
The Corner,
But he doesn't have the marketing push to make him and put him over the top.
Yeah.
Does he have the marketability? Yes. Does he have the look? He's a good looking guy.
Right.
He could be a guy. He could be that's why he's an actor.
Old Common has bars.
Old Common has tons of bars.
Nah, bro.
In 2018.
He has bars still, bro.
Common putting an album out in 2018, is that going to be relevant? Is that
going to be
getting everybody, set the world on fire?
No. You know, I think,
so therefore, retire.
Retire.
I'd rather hear an Outkast album than a Common album return in 2018.
Yeah, true. You're a good point.
Outkast would set the stage on fire. If we heard an Outkast, like a Tribe Called Quest reunion album, which happened.
Which happened. Power Ready,
but that set the world on fire, right? Because we were waiting because we knew what was possible from the whole break.
Right.
Common never really had any type of hiatus. He's just trying to be this guy. He's on his BET show. He's on his HBO show. Yeah. He's on everything.
He always plays assassins.
And he always plays some assassin.
The bad guy assassin. Exactly. Erykah Badu held him back.
He did hold him back. I agree.
I think they both held each other back, bro.
They're
holding hands too much, bro.
Exactly.
But no, okay. Okay, that's one thing. I'll kind of disagree with you. I want to hear Common. I personally want to hear Common.
I will hear Common too. It's just it's nothing that is going to be
right.
Totally relevant. That's going to be right. Like, I'm trying to pull guys that are still known in 2018. It's hard because it's a lot of new guys. We don't know these new guys.
Right.
That's why we got to bunch them up and call them the Littles.
Yeah.
But besides that, okay, what do we got?
Okay, last one for me is Black Eyed Peas, bruh.
Are they even still going to be around?
I'm just saying, bro. Yeah,
I think they're done.
They should just stop rapping, bro.
Oh, no, wait, they're not. They have a new song.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
The Black Eyed Peas.
They have a new song. It's horrible.
I fight with people. People fight with me on Facebook.
Why?
About the Black Eyed Peas.
That they're still great?
They just keep saying, oh, you don't know, bruh. He said, I think they have a new song.
Yeah, they have a new song. I correct me if I'm wrong.
They had a new song last year. I saw a video. Bro. Yeah, they had a new song last year, I think. I'm pretty sure they did.
It was trash, I think. It was trash.
I think they should retire. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they got the Howley singer.
Yeah.
They rode with it. They made their money.
Yeah.
And here they are now.
That's the funny thing is, like, I go on Facebook and like, I have people that are arguing with me that, you know, like, I tell them, I said they straight sold out. I said they're whack. And then the people argue with me about they're not. I'm like, how can you figure?
How are they not? What has the Black Eyed Peas done in the last 4 years?
They did workout songs.
Before that, though, after the Super Bowl,
right,
they were not heard from again.
That's what I mean, bro.
Fergie did her album after that.
Yeah. Fergalicious, bro. Yes. I know, what's his name, fought with a battle with cancer. Not Apple, but...
Oh, yeah, the dancer.
Apple the app, Will I Am, and... Come on, everybody, help me out. You know, they dance like that.
Who's the third guy?
They dance like that. Frank knows. They dance like that in the club.
They dance like that at KCC.
KCC on the corner.
Black Eyed Peas was at KCC, party. They're doing the dancing and doing all the things.
What is it? Will I Am, Apple the app, Taboo, thank you. Okay, this is no disrespect. Thank you, Taboo. No disrespect to them as their health, as a person.
Of course not.
That's just saying, yeah.
But it's just they haven't done anything. In any, like, even 5 or 6 years.
Right. Wouldn't that one album they dropped, they tried to do like a throwback thing. Remember that?
Yeah. It was trash.
That was like 2 years ago or something. Yeah. That still was whack. Yeah, LP and Killer Mike, killers, bro. Run the Jewels, killers. Oh, freaking dope. They dope.
They reinvented themselves.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. If you're going to stay relevant, is you reinvent yourself. You don't. You change with the times.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do not. These older guys. So
that was my fifth one, bro. Okay. Puff Daddy, French Montana, All the Littles, Kanye West, and Black Eyed Peas.
That's your five? Wow.
Yeah. The list, I was going to say Jay-Z. I was going to say Nas.
Jay-Z is a good one. Jay-Z got to get out. Nas and Jay-Z got to get out, I think.
Yeah. People will get mad, bro.
What is the reason to get mad?
I don't know, bro.
If you get mad, okay, back up. Why?
Did anybody buy Jay-Z's album? Buy.
Earl Cam McKee did.
Oh, okay. Well, no, he's younger, though.
He is our sponsor.
No, but he's younger, though.
True. Right.
Right?
Right.
Anybody buy Nas's album?
No.
Right? Like,
I beg anybody out there right now, all IG Live, everybody on this audio, I've said this before, Nas is very overrated. Name in the last what Nas song did he do in the last 10 years? Name me 5. You will not be able to think of 5. You can Google all you want, but you're not off the top of your head gonna be able to think it. You're just gonna know Illmatic, and Illmatic is a classic album. And after that, If I Ruled the World, and then after that,
right,
Got Yourself a Gun. Is that a relevant song? He can't make choruses.
Nas's choruses cannot.
He can't make a good chorus. Name a good Nas chorus. I Can is played at the preschool grounds, bro. Nobody listening to that song. Nobody listening to Nas I Can in the car. Okay. Or what's that other one? Made You Look. Made You Look. That was an okay song.
The Good Life album.
What was on the Good Life album? Name 5 songs from the Good Life album.
Right now. Go.
Right now, let's go. They should be coming at you quick because it's a good album. Should be coming. Represent? No. One Time For Your Mind? No. Halftime? No. It Ain't Hard to Tell? No. But you don't have to be sorry. It's just like... No more.
He has 5 on your DM.
There you go, bro. Slide him in there.
Slide it in. Slide him out, bro.
Okay, so last guy is not Nas. One guy.
No, it's not. I didn't say it. I just said that I was thinking about Nas and Jay-Z.
Right.
I think I'm the only guy in the world, bro.
Yes.
That is not a fan of Jay-Z, bro. And I've never been one. I'm the only guy in the world that literally has never been a true fan of Jay-Z.
Okay, so
I don't know why I just didn't.
I'm not the biggest fan either, but if we compare the two careers of Nas and Jay-Z,
right?
Jay-Z had better hooks.
Oh, yeah.
Jay-Z had way better choruses. Yeah. Jay-Z had bigger hits.
I give props where props are due, bro.
Nas is a better lyricist.
Oh, yeah.
Than Jay-Z. Yeah. Nas clearly blows away.
Look, Frankie G hates Jay-Z. See, there you go, bro. Finally, somebody,
I think. No, you're not alone. Because Jay-Z, he's a club guy. Jay-Z is a hits guy.
Yeah.
Choruses. In and out. Right. The lyrics were never there.
Thanks, Frank. I never was a fan. I don't know. I just never was a fan. Who would you like to see perform at the Super Bowl?
Glenn Medeiros, hands down, bro. Give him his shine, man.
I don't know. Euro Droog, bro.
Wow.
I like him perform at the Super Bowl.
It'll everybody. Be cheap. They won't have to pay a lot to get him to do it.
Oh, plenty of people.
You know, I mean, really? Right? Yeah.
Plenty of people that don't like Jay-Z. I'm a Nas guy. Yeah, I'm a Nas guy too, bro.
I'm a Nas guy too, but I'm just saying Nas hasn't done anything in the last 10 years.
That's the funny part. I don't want to be one or the other. I would love to be fans of both, but I am a fan of Nas.
Illmatic is my favorite album of all time.
Oh, there you go.
Okay? And I'm sure I'm not alone there. But after that, think about it. What albums from front to back were great albums from Nas? Front to back. Not many. What choruses can you think that were memorable?
Some people say It Was Written is a good album.
Okay.
From front to back. That's what some people say. I still think.
On that song, on that album was If I Rule the World.
Right.
He did not do the chorus for I Rule the World. Right. He took that from Curtis Blow, who was sung by Lauryn Hill.
Right.
That was not Nas. Okay. But that is it. To digress.
My fifth lost guy. Lost tapes.
Name five songs. So, here we go.
I thought MC Ren was the best MC out of NWA.
Yes, there you go.
No, that's true.
MC Ren is in my top five MCs of all time.
Wow, bro, that's right, yeah.
MC Ren is the best rapper of NWA.
No hits, yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. So we're talking as far as business goes. I Can had a
catchy
chorus.
Very catchy.
It was a bunch of kids saying, I can. I'm not playing that in the club.
And I think that was produced by 45 King.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
More nerd stuff for you guys.
I'm going to throw this out there before my time. Busta Rhymes, gotta cut it out.
Oh, Busta Rhymes. That's your last one, Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, gotta cut it out. Busta Rhymes is still trying to hang in there.
There you go, bro. What do you guys think about that? Busta Rhymes, cut it out. Knock it off.
Busta Rhymes, who's on steroids, he's off steroids, he's on steroids, he's off. We don't know. He's gotta cut it out. Busta Rhymes should not be, or is he known as just Busta now? We don't really know. But
So Busta Rhymes is your five.
He is the five I have to put on. Before Jay-Z, before Nas, all these other guys. I got to put Busta Rhymes on there.
Because
he should not be doing anything right now. He's clearly, his time has come.
Busta Rhymes is a good hook guy.
That is
right. You should hire him for hooks, bro.
Just make him do the chorus. That's it.
If you want your track to be hype, if you want hooks, right. Busta Rhymes, bro.
Or if you want somebody to bite Freestyle Fellowship,
You
can get Busta Rhymes to go right.
Nice one. Yeah. True. I'm not even going to...
That's what he did.
So my five was Puff Daddy, French Montana, All the Littles, Kanye West, and Black Eyed Peas.
All the Littles, I like that. Yes, okay, so I got
Eminem.
Snoop Dogg. Busta Rhymes. What did I put? Fat Joe.
Common. Yeah. And then in our honorable mentions, Nas, Jay-Z.
We had somebody else?
That's pretty much it.
That was it.
Yeah. Shout out to MC Ren.
Okay, how about this? Yay or nay on Drake?
Huh? Everybody? Yay, nay on Drake?
Now, he is the top guy right now. I think we're probably going to get cut it out.
There you go. Nay, Drake, everybody. Drake, what you think? Yay or nay? You guys like Drake? I don't like Drake. Sorry.
Well, because Drake, he's got the singy-songy thing that's just not...
I try to look past that, though. I just try, bro. Drake, You know, on the real...
Emo Drake is lame. Yes,
you know what's funny? Is Drake, I don't like his music, but he could be my friend.
Oh. Okay, okay. As far as just a guy to hang out with, he'd be probably all right.
He was good on the host of NBA Awards. Nice. Yeah, no doubt.
No, he's good as a host. Like, if you could do, like, sketch comedy, stuff like that, he's got a shot. But...
African drum beats, Drake is no asshole.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, he did that. Was that Rihanna one?
Yeah.
But then either he goes really hard.
Yeah.
Or then he goes really cheesy.
Drake is the leader of everything now.
Yeah.
Except for mumble rap. There's no leader in that.
Right.
But he's the reason why there's sing-songy guys with auto-tune.
That's correct.
He's the reason why majority of Hawaii rappers sound like Drake.
Yes.
with the autotune and sing-songy.
Yes.
And I don't care what you guys say. A lot of these Hawaii rappers be doing these sing-songy hooks with autotune.
Thanks, Drake. T-Pain.
Yeah. Great.
But No, Drake. I don't really care for Drake, but he can be my friend.
Okay.
We can hang out. We can go watch Toronto Raptors games. Then he can go change his jersey and go watch Clippers games.
Bandwagoner.
Then change his jersey and like Lakers games. But he can roll with us, bro. He can be the homie.
I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, he comes off as an articulate guy.
Yeah.
So like you would be able to have a conversation.
Oh yeah.
Not like the littles. Who? Good luck if you can even have them talk a sentence. Right. They go mumble it back to you. So therefore, go figure.
Yeah.
There you go. Zap and Roger, bro. That's right. Frankie knows the deal. Brother Frank.
How's he going to name a song over a Dipset song? Dipset album? Same thing with the Wu-Tang album, right?
Which one?
Drake. He named a song Wu-Tang Forever or Wu-Tang.
That's right.
Right?
He did something like some kind of Yahoo thing.
Yeah, he's an idiot, but I mean, he could be my friend, though. He just seemed like someone that would be cool to kick it with. That's it. But you know the guy that you like, you don't really like his music, but he's your friend.
So, you know what it all comes down to? Despite all of this debate,
it
all comes down to friends.
How many of us have them?
A group by the name of Houdini said it best. It really is what it comes down to, is how many of us have friends?
You're our friend out there.
Henry Capone said it best as well.
Naleo Pili Mihana? Friends.
She said it. Melvin Lee, Honolulu Skylark, Honolulu City Lights.
Okay, before we end this dang thing, you guys talk about Wu-Tang Clan, okay? I'm not saying they should stop rapping, but you guys need to listen to You God's Son named Intel.
Yes, we're going to
I-N-T-E-L-L. You God's Son is the freaking truth.
I'm going to put it at the end of this episode. I'm going to put an Easter egg. I'm going to put the Intel song
truth.
On. At the end. So you guys, Easter egg at the end of this week's episode. I'm going to put the Intel song at the end so you guys can check that out.
He is the truth. He is the second generation Wu-Tang. He's funny because the worst Wu-Tang guy made the dopest kid.
Yeah. Go figure.
It makes sense though.
Yeah.
Right? Like Method Man. I don't know how his kids. Yeah. Kids don't even rap. Like Ghostface. He probably get 50 kids.
By wearing blouses.
ODB's kids are whack.
Yeah.
Understandable because there's dad was whack.
Right.
But dude, You Got Son, man.
There's Accolades is on iTunes. I found that one after you told me about Intel. So Accolades will be on there. I don't know if you found any other ones.
Yeah.
But I could pull up some other ones.
Meth should stop. What do you think?
Wow, that's
a good one, bro.
Frank.
Meth should be an actor. He's getting better.
Frank, that's a good one.
He's getting better and better at acting, bro.
He's Red hosting Matt shows. Yeah. He's being a Hollywood guy.
Yeah, he is. Because he got the Holly, the supermodel Holly girl, right? Rap battle.
Right.
Redman.
So he's getting paid. Redman sounds still hot to this day.
Yeah, Redman's
hot. Redman is still dope.
Shout out to Redman.
The new Redman is good. That is something that I like.
What you guys think about Russ? Russ with Scott Storch is freaking dope. Russ on its own is average.
Yeah, average. That sums that up, right.
With Scott Storch, bruh, he freaking... Anybody with Scott Storch, bruh. His freaking plays, bro. He can make anybody sound good, bro.
He's always been solid.
He's always been good, bro.
Yeah, he's always been solid. Yeah.
Nah, I don't do meth dirty, bro. We don't do meth dirty.
Bro. We don't do Batu, bro.
No Batu, bro.
No more do that. Okay, we gotta get out.
Everybody coming on now, bro. Seven people.
Too late, bro.
Shout out to Jeff. Fly High Hawaii,
just
bro.
Just like nightclub. Everybody come in right before we close. Just like Brother Frank, you remember this, right? Every time we closing out, last call, everybody gonna come inside, say hi. Too late already. Shot him down. Play the last track. Play Jodeci. Come and talk to me already.
DMX is coming to the Republic?
Forget it.
Bro, I'm there, dude. You want to go? Let's go, dude.
DMX Republic? For real?
Bro, the thing is, when Rough Riders came out, I wasn't a huge fan. Because I thought he sounded like Onyx. You know what I mean?
Right.
But more now, I'm like, dude, I would love to see DMX. One of those guys, you could die at any moment.
Well, we had bad luck going to Republic.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Republic is a bad luck place for concerts because every concert we go, it sucks.
DMX is
Blackalicious suck. Living Legends suck.
Third's
the charm now. We're going to see DMX and we piss off.
Bro, I said DMX is coming, bro.
Yeah, DMX is coming,
but like I said, bro, DMX could die at any moment. I really feel like DMX is like one of those guys that he might just disappear, bro.
Surprising he's still alive.
Yeah, so it may be my time to see DMX, bro. All
right.
Onyx is coming with the album soon. That's got a sigh of whatever's, bro. Anyway, Does sleep time's care? Over, bro.
All right. We got to sleep is nights, now.
Nights, bro. You got to work 5 a.m. I got to work now.
That's it. Yep. Got to go work
right now. So, everybody, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for downloading.
Special episode, yes. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
20 years ago, yep. Frankie D. Everybody
for being on this
everybody
thing.
Everybody on this thing. My man, Lord.
Lord Rattan, Rog.
You the best, bro. You the best.
You are the best. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we just a bunch of Yahoo. Peace out to Castle Park, Kel. Yeah, peace out to you, bro. Peace out everybody, to Estabolo. Peace out to...
You belong to the city.
Yeah. Yeah, right out. Peace the out city. To Fly High, Brian Capole. Peace out to you.
Okay, check out the recording. Know we're going to put this up. Episode going to come out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Sequel. Out. Sleep Time's Over, Nights. And shout out to... Then okay, yeah, shout out, Brandon. Shout out to Square Barrels. Shout out to Earl. Kamaki. Estabolo, you remember.
I know.
You remember last... This was a year ago.
That was great when he...
The time I scared this guy.
He can't do it now because it'd probably make me yell.
He's up then, on it now, yeah.
Well, that he probably make me yell and then...
Estabolo, that's why you hardcore fan, bro. You remember that. Like 1 year ago today, we did the show here.
If it was earlier, you'd probably scare me again. But I'd probably yell and wake up all the neighbors, bro.
Everybody gonna be pissed off. All the Koreans gonna be mad.
Bro.
Okay,
let's go, everybody. Meet you guys at Sonoya's, bro. Let's go.
Sonoya's, bro. Get the chicken katsu curry set.
Everybody, let's go. Sonoya's, bro.
Shut meet you down, there, bro. Right. Till next time, everyone.
Shoots then. See you later.
Shoots out. We out.
Intel was good.
Your boy Intel.
The new Wu generation.
You did. L.
I'm still a triple O in this bitch.
Yo, the cash, the jewels, the cars, the clothes.
It's worthless.
Surpass the rules, the frauds exposed.
That's worthless.
I dash a few, my bars explode.
It's perfect.
I'm who you heard about. Pass it on, word of mouth. The cash, the jewels, the cars, the clothes.
It's worthless.
Surpass the rules, the frauds exposed.
That's worthless.
I dash a few, my bars explode.
It's perfect.
I'm who you heard about. Pass it on, word of mouth.
Yo, y'all don't understand. I'm giving it to you primal. Spitting that real shit that should only be heard on vinyl. Murdering with my words, destruction of all. My rivals expecting the unexpected, respected just like the Bible. Deliberate lyrical killers stay hitting harder than big guns. Get money, son, no biggie, now that's a big pun. Spit crumbs all in the face of these whack rappers. Lacking the ability, lyrically smack cowards. I'm so persistent and interested in my vision. Get our music to the fans who understand it and listen. I'm chefing in the kitchen, this lyrical fried chicken. No exception to progression, I'm destined to make a killing. Simply put, phenomenal, past astrological. Lyrics stay raw, hardcore like abdominals. Any competition I have witnessed has been comical, cause we are what is possible when kings become unstoppable.
Yo, the cash, the jewels, the cars, the clothes.
It's worthless.
Surpass the rules, the frauds exposed.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.